very serious deficiencies.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. As he prepares his new Iraq strategy, President Bush is reshuffling the top command. He'll replace General John Abizay, the head of Central Command, with Admiral William Fallon, and General George Casey, the man in charge of troops in Iraq, with Lieutenant General David Petraeus. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
What may be happening is as the administration prepares to unveil a new strategy for Iraq, it wants to put in position a whole series of new players to implement that strategy.
And McCausland says Casey has been at odds with the White House over a proposed troop surge as part of the new plan.
He told me when I last saw him in September that he did not really favor an increase in U.S. forces in Iraq, which seems to be the direction the administration is now taking.
Well, now to the White House for more on President Bush's preparations to announce his new Iraq blueprint. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, as he assembles a team that supports his Iraq policy changes, the president and top advisors are working on early drafts of next week's major speech. Speaking with reporters last night, Mr. Bush repeated his ultimate goal.
A strategy that will help the Iraqis achieve the objective of a country that can govern, sustain, and defend itself.
That's been an elusive goal so far, complicated by Iraq's failure to control its own security and by a U.S. military stretched thin in Iraq and Afghanistan. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kathan. A month after the midterm election and a CBS News poll finds Americans still very uneasy about Iraq.
Only 23% of Americans now approve of George W. Bush's handling of the situation in Iraq, and 72% disapprove.
CBS News Deputy Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton, 68% are optimistic about the new Congress, led now by Democrats. Registered Republican David Peltz of Lake Charles, Louisiana, says the war needs attention from both houses.
To achieve a final goal, which I think personally should be just, getting our troops out of Iraq.
But there's more than that to deal with for the new Congress. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
Republican scandals help bring the Democrats to power, and ethics reform is the first thing on their agenda. New House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
So our first order of business is passing the toughest congressional ethics reform in history.
The package being considered today would end gifts from lobbyists, stop the junkets, and ban travel on corporate jets. It would require more sunlight and earmarks, those special interest items stuck into bills without anyone noticing. Democrats are also banning a practice that infuriated them under the Republicans, holding votes open for hours to twist arms to change the results. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
On the road, how safe is a parent's most precious cargo? Consumer Reports magazine crash-tested a dozen infant car seats, and 10 of them failed.
Though the infant safety seats may meet minimum government safety standards, most do not provide protection in higher speed crashes like those the government uses in its five-star vehicle crash test.
We only wound up being able to recommend 2 seats.
Don Mays of Consumer Reports says the Baby Trend Flex Lock and Krako Snug Ride with EPS rated tops, meaning
the child in your car in a safety seat is not as well protected as the adult passenger.
Parents must carefully research what infant seats are best and how to properly install them. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
Safe and sound, sailor Ken Barnes has been rescued by the Chilean Navy after 3 days adrift aboard his yacht in rough seas. Back home in Newport, California, girlfriend Kathy Chambers says the family is relieved that Barnes is okay, but won't look kindly on any future attempts to sail solo around the world.
We're going to chain him to something over here, and then we're going to have what is called, I would call, tough love with the family.
Chambers says Barnes survived on Pop-Tarts and granola bars. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
And good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. In the infamous words of Yogi Berra, it is deja vu all over again. Blowing snow, slick roads causing plenty of travel trouble across the metro area this morning. The third winter weather system in 3 weeks could bring 20 inches of snow to the central mountains, 4 to 8 inches to the Denver area. Biggest problems right now, I-70 to the foothills in the Boulder Turnpike. Forecasters say this new storm system shouldn't bring much new snow to the snow-ravaged southeastern plains, but there will be a lot of wind. Denver police still asking for your help in finding whoever abandoned that SUV they think was involved in the fatal shooting of Bronco Darrant Williams. The vehicle was found yesterday in a remote neighborhood and was partially spray-painted black. They're fingerprinting it today. Governor Owens says he has no plans to seek another political office. He couldn't run again because of term limits. He'll be replaced by Democrat Bill Ritter next Tuesday. Meanwhile, the governor-elect is adding a second dinner to his inaugural festivities after 2,000 tickets to the original dinner quickly sold out. Second event on January 12th will accommodate another 700 people. Tickets only $60 each. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Well, icy and snow-packed conditions making for a very slow and treacherous drive. Multiple wrecks and spin-outs on and off the highway, including a wreck southbound 25 at 120th, northbound 25 at University. Got rollovers southbound 25 at Lincoln and Douglas County and at Orchard in the Tech Center. I-76 near 85 in Commerce City, westbound C-470 at Morrison. Semi and a snowplow got together, southbound Broadway approaching I-25. And as to the high country, commercial vehicles need to chain up at Idaho Springs, the Tunnel, Vail, and Summit passes. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, well, more snow. Snow advisory continues through the day with 2 to 8 inches expected in the metro, 9 to 16 in the foothills.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Anything is possible, so much.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declaring that America is now officially a country where everybody gets to play.
We worked to redeem the promise of America that all men and women are created equal.
And on that point, the Republicans seemed genuinely pleased, although clearly they wished it had been one of their women holding that gavel. But there wasn't much time to celebrate the sexual empowerment. More after this.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-335-4191. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-335-4191. That's 1-800-335-4191.
For the euphoric Democratic majority, raising the minimum wage and letting the government bargain for lower prescription drug prices, etc., is the easy part. Lurking behind, not surprisingly, is the hard part, such as a stubborn deficit, which Speaker Pelosi promises to tackle the old-fashioned way, by spending less.
After years of historic deficits, this 110th Congress will commit itself to a higher standard. Pay as you go, no new deficit spending.
That, of course, is traditionally Republican territory. Pay-as-you-go says if you spend more in one place, you must cut something somewhere else or raise taxes. The Democrats are not eager to reach for a tax increase during their honeymoon, so they've got to cut something. And it sounds like it's going to be Iraq.
They must defend their own streets and their own security. A plan that promotes stability in the region and a plan that allows us to responsibly redeploy our troops.
The president would have to swallow hard to go along with that, but CBS's deputy director of surveys, Sarah Dutton, says it's pretty clear he's lost the voters on this one.
Only 23% of Americans now approve of George W. Bush's handling of the situation in Iraq, and 72% disapprove.
And while she may not be commander-in-chief, the woman with the gavel hinted today that she plans to use it to put pressure on the man who is. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
So you're not coming back to our tax place?
Sorry. I'm going to do my own taxes with TurboTax.
But taxes are complicated.
Well, TurboTax asks me simple questions, then fills out all the right forms.
Aren't you afraid of mistakes?
Nope. Every calculation is guaranteed accurate. Plus, they can even back me with audit defense. So I can do my taxes myself.
Well, there goes another one.
Switch to TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer. Audit defense fees apply.
The Osgood File, Friday, January 5th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Nancy Pelosi's goal is a Congress known for its ideas, not its insults. Its patriotism, not its partisanship. Madam Clerk, as the chairman of the Democratic Caucus, I'm directed by the unanimous vote of that caucus to present for election to the office of the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 110th Congress the name of the Honorable Nancy Pelosi as a member from the state of California.
With applause, too. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, you've had the rest. Now the best is back. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin still taking some time off to recover. We wish him well. You guys have been sending tons of get well messages. Please keep it up. I'm sure he will love to read them as he recovers and recuperates from his surgery. Thank you all for joining me. Excuse me. I just got a little something caught in my throat. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number's 303-713-7600. And as you dodge the snowflakes this morning, you guys, are you ready to go? Ah, no more snow. I know there were, John Turk was telling me there were about 6 inches out in Highlands Ranch and 3 inches around Denver. So if you're bobbing and weaving, sliding and skidding, be careful. I know my brother-in-law and my nephews feel like all they do is shovel snow. So as you enjoy this third in a series of three snowstorms, it seems like we have a joke in my family that every time I show up in Denver or I work in Denver, there's a big snowstorm. And hey, this one's not so big, though. So maybe we're teetering. You know, the rest of the world is on global warming, but you guys seem to be getting the only, wet and nasty weather in the country. So good morning and actually, we get wet weather, too, up here where I am. But, hey, you know, whatever. We'll stay toasty, put our hands up to the fire. And I've had this in me for a day, and I wanted to share it with you. Woo-hoo! I mean, it is so cool. I have to tell you, my entire life, I heard somebody say, and for the first time in 200 years, and the first and only time in 200 years, the first time ever in the history of our country, and more than 200 years it has been. Thank you very much. More than 200, more like 240. More like we finally found our minds. Finally, we have a working woman. Two heartbeats away from the presidency. Thank God. Doesn't that make you feel safer? Don't you feel safer knowing Nancy Pelosi is closer to the White House and it's not Denny Hastert anymore? What a big baby he was, making John Boehner hand her the gavel. I mean, maybe that was protocol. Who cares? Baby sitting there with his belly hanging out in the back. What a baby.
I'm not speaker anymore. I'm going to hide over here.
It was really sad. It really was. It was sad. Nancy Pelosi taking every single bit of advantage of a public relations event, brought up every child in the House to stand on this podium with her as she gaveled in the House. The House shall come to order. I have to say, it moved me more than I expected. I mean, I knew I'd get teary-eyed at commercials, okay? But I knew I would be teary-eyed, but I didn't expect it to affect me so strongly. To finally see a woman stand up. I mean, Pat Schroeder was there. I'm getting teary again. Pat Schroeder was there. I mean, it was, you know, it was just really, really wonderful. I mean, Pat Schroeder, of course, the immortal lines, a woman's place is in the House. And it certainly is. It certainly is. And to see her, lead and to be there. I felt hope for America. I really did. And I don't know how long it'll last. I know there will be intra-party infighting. I know all of that. I've been watching politics since I was five on the snowy plains of Colorado. But I have to tell you, I just felt wonderful yesterday. And I'm wondering whether you're male or female, if you felt the same thing. Did you feel you saw history made yesterday? Did you feel like you were had a front row seat to pages in books that people will be reading in history books? I just, you know, our grandchildren, my great grand nephews will be reading and nieces will be reading this. I wanted to call my niece yesterday, but she's down in Argentina, so I decided maybe I'll email her. But it is so wonderful to know that the marble ceiling has finally come crashing down. So I would love to talk to you about that. I would love to talk to you about all kinds of things this morning. Bear in mind we have AM 760 Progressive traffic on the quarters. We will keep you apprised of all the traffic news that you need to know this snowy morning in Denver. And we will also, and along the Front Range, and we will also, if you need to know about closures or anything else, just check our website, am760.net. And by the way, send a get well message to Jay Marvin as well. The number's 303-713-7600. Finally, not only a woman in the House, but a woman as Speaker of the House of Representatives, third in line in succession. Our country has been taken back. How do you feel? Was it good to watch the Democrats take over yesterday? I also want to talk about Cindy Sheehan's interruption of Rahm Emanuel's press conference and Steny Hoyer's press conference. I want to talk to you about that and whether that's an effective use of anti-war activist time. And I mean, she has a right to protest. She has a right. She lost a son. She has a right to say whatever she wants. But I wonder if it was the right thing to do at this point in time. And I want to talk to you about that, too, because I was glad to hear Nancy Pelosi mention that they are not going to shirk or shy away from talking about Iraq or talking about not sending funding. And I hope that John Murtha gets his wish and he investigates how the funds are being used and they take it out of a supplemental and they put it into regular, because we need to know how much we're spending accurately and completely. And I don't like what the president's plans sound like at all. So all that and more coming up on the Jay Marvin Show this snowy morning in Denver, Colorado. I'm Aaron Hart joining you, thanks to the magic of technology. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 6:17 in the morning. A new day dawns in America. There's a woman as Speaker in the House. Will it make a difference?
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Paramount Medical Services reminds child disappearances are many times friendly encounters that leave little or no evidence behind. Teach your children to take a safe route to and from school each day, to walk with friends, and never to accept gifts or rides from strangers. By taking a few simple precautions, we can help make this school year a safe one for all our children. This is from Paramount Medical Services in Denver. That's Paramount Medical Services, taking the time to care about our kids.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We've waited over 200 years for this time to come.
Somewhere, Abigail Adams is smiling. It's 303-713-7600.
Because our foremothers helped design this country, too.
You think they did it without input? 303-713-7600, and personally, I hope Sally Hemings got it way in, too. AM 760, Progressive Talk. She, of course, the mistress of, the slave mistress of Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, those fathers, those founding fathers, had a few problems of their own. Actually, Thomas Jefferson will figure into some things we mentioned this morning. I'll leave you to figure that one out. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. It is snowing out there, and as Gina Michaels just told you, it is very slick, very scary. Be careful. It's hard to see the lanes. There's a lot of snowpack, as you know. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But please be careful out there. Jay Marvin recuperating at home. We wish him well. It's 6:22 in the morning. We'll also be talking to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress this morning. Lots of juicy tidbits on the mic check this morning. So we'll be talking about that as well at 303-713-7600. Mick in Denver, welcome. A woman finally in the house.
Hi,
I mean,
morning.
At the helm of the house, I should say.
Good
women
morning,
have been
Aaron.
In the house for a while. Good morning.
Feliz Navidad also.
Gracias.
I've heard you for many years, and I know that, you know, some of your history. That's why I say that.
Well,
you
thank
know, you. Because I know you're fluent in Spanish. So.
Yes, I am. Thank you for remembering.
Yeah.
Feliz Año Nuevo, también.
Feliz Año Nuevo y salud.
Gracias.
Well, I think it's great to get San Fran Nancy in there, you know.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing in particular because, you know, these real, you know, hardcore green tooth Neanderthal right wingers that look at women as, you know, their places in the kitchen and the bedroom. Boy, would she give them a kick in the right place?
Well, this woman grew up cutting her teeth on inner city ethnic politics in Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
Her one of her earliest memories is taking down names from her father's constituencies in order to keep track of who got favors.
Yeah.
So, you know, this woman knows tough politics inside and out.
Absolutely.
So she'll be able to slap them upside the head. Did you see they're already whining? You're not going to let us amend things in the first 100 hours. You promised you'd deal with us. I feel like going, you know what, tough. Sit down, shut up. We've had 12 years of you shoving us out of the way continuously and constantly. For the first 100 hours, sit down and shut up.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I mean, you know, for the last 12 years, you know, isn't it funny that if you look at history, And I know what the right-wingers listening in are going to think, but the Third Reich, about 12 years of, you know, true power, and all the Reich that would last for 1,000 years, and Carl Fatboy Rove, well, you know, what we can do here, what we can hope and pray for that we're doing and building for the next 50 years of a conservative, you know, or neoconservative America, where the minority just gets pushed aside or, you know, ground into the mud, and, you know, corporatism and fascism are going to, you know,
and accused of treason, you know,
absolutely.
If we dare to speak up or complain.
That's right. That's right. Take the Constitution and, you know, put it on your toilet, you know, toilet paper roll and reel it out and use it whenever you want.
Oh, the president now. Yeah. Did you see the other day one of his signing statements? Somebody's got to stop this guy. He wrote that he can now get into our mail as well as our, let's see, that makes our email, the internet, telephone conversations, and now our mail.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. I have a friend that's a graphic artist. You know those pictures of the old Soviet Union where the guys were standing up over the mausoleum of Lenin as the missiles, you know, drove by the, you know, the Grand Boulevard there at Red Square?
Not sure I remember that particular cartoon, but go ahead.
Well, many times, you know, you'd see Stalin and then Khrushchev and Brezhnev and everything and all of the party apparatchik and all that. Well, he's putting together one with all of our favorite players here in the White House, because that's in essence what they've done, you know, between Gonzalez and Rove and Cheney and Bush and everything, chipping away at our civil rights, at our rights to privacy, habeas corpus, everything else, just chipping away at it.
Chipping away, broad stroke, eradicating a lot of it. I mean, this is part of what scares me so much, and why I'm so glad there are now finally brakes on them.
Yeah.
I think we have to, Mick, don't we? I mean, we just absolutely have to insist that, you know, everybody's always already complaining. When are they going to talk about Iraq? When are they going to talk about Iraq? There's a lot to do. And I do think that her accomplishable goals, if that's a word, accomplishable, within the first 100 hours, which, of course, is spread out over probably a few days, but because they're only counting legislative hours. But be that as it may, I think getting a minimum wage passed, the toughest ethics reform ever, all these things, I believe, are going to culminate in setting the stage of, you know, it's a different day in Washington, D.C.
Oh, absolutely.
That we're done with this.
And you know, it's about time that, you know, we get a woman who is smart, tough. We're talking about, you know, Hillary Clinton and everything. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi has taken, I think, more hits, well, probably about the same amount, but, you know, from where she comes from, for her background, for her obvious, you know, really democratic, looking at, you know, national and human issues here. She's taken so many hits from the right wing that it's wonderful to see her get in there and say, hey, you know, I may have gone down for a few 8 counts, but I'm still up. The other thing I'm going to mention to you, because over the course of the day it'll probably come up, listening to the show before you, there's been, I guess, you know, now release of information about William Rehnquist. And me, that is just what they were talking about in terms of how the Republican mindset is to protect their own.
Incredibly. And under two Republican administrations, Nixon and Reagan, both used the FBI to dig up any kind of dirt on any potential witnesses who could have lined up to testify against him. This is a guy who tried to escape from the hospital running around in his pajamas. I dare not think what kind, you know, those open in the back pajamas. Ew.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's really juicy stuff. Now, look. I'm not gonna knock anybody who recovers from a strong drug addiction or a strong alcohol addiction, okay? Because been there, done that, have t-shirts, have scars, been sober and clean a long time. But the reality is they hit it, and that's part of what, I mean, everybody's like, you know, have you listened to the right wing lately? They're all starting this whole train of, Well, I heard Dick Armey the other day on Tucker on MSNBC going, well, you know, the liberals have a low tolerance for aberrants. I mean, excuse me, the Republicans have a low tolerance. The Democrats have a high tolerance for aberrants.
Right.
And I felt like going, yeah, somebody running around high on Placidil trying to make major decisions in our courts. This, by the way, causes convulsions, hallucinations, memory loss. It is seldom prescribed for more than 7 days. He took it for over 10 years.
That's right. Well, you know, Democrats have a very low tolerance for hypocrisy. And I'll go to the Met saying that because I think that, you know, progressives and Democrats turn on, you know, hey, look, I did drugs, you know.
I
slept with 3 and 4 women at the same time.
Okay,
who the heck cares? No, well, you don't have to go there. You don't have to go there, but it's just it's human nature. You know, we're all young once, we're all crazy once or twice or 100 times. It doesn't matter, you know, that if you do see the light of day, you do come around eventually and you do stand up, you know, and become productive again in society.
Be like a Barack Obama. None of this George Bush caddy I will never mention about the cocaine that I probably took or that I was majorly addicted to alcohol. I'll just pretend it sort of never happened. You know, Barack Obama fesses up that he was a very troubled young man, that he got, you know, that he helped himself, that he wouldn't recommend it to anybody to do that he recovered. You know, those kinds of things I think are fine. I mean, they were acting like, can Obama survive?
Yeah, right,
having
exactly.
done, and that's when Dick Armey said, well, you know, we have a low tolerance for aberrants. And even Tucker Carlson was looking at him like, you know, what? You know, like, who's in rehab for having solicited sex from young pages? Who's, you know, I mean, come on, please don't pretend that you don't have your scoundrels and people who needed vast amounts of help because they were addicts.
Exactly.
Give me a break.
Exactly. So, you know, this... I think Nancy Pelosi said yesterday there's going to be more sunshine in what happens
Good.
In the people's house. And that's part of it, to get away from the hypocrisy, to get away from all of this backbiting, you know, back room, stabbing in the back, everything in the back from these Republican neoconservatives and everything.
Right. Thank you very much, Mick.
All right,
I'm overdue for a break.
Again.
Thank you so much. I know thank you, Mick. Happy New Year. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. We're going to go to Gina Michaels with AM 760, Progressive Traffic, fill you in on what the roads are out there. Big tip, messy. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin on his show at 6:32 in the morning. The number to call, 303-713-7600. The hypocrisy of the Republicans, and a woman is at the helm.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
I-25 in Vasquez. We did have a wreck southbound 25 at Orchard. It was a rollover, but it looks like they have cleared that one. So it's looking a little bit better through the tech center, but again, pretty treacherous conditions. Still have problems southbound 25, though, up north at 120th. And one on westbound 6th Avenue, a rollover right near Lowell Boulevard and Perry. We have problems down south in the Castle Rock area, northbound 25, a jackknife UPS truck near the Plum Creek Parkway. Weather today, well, obviously more snow, expecting 2 to 8 inches in the metro, 9 to 16 in the foothills, only a high of 26. Right now, light snow, 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is 1-800-EDUCATE.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Top 3 reasons I'm replacing my lights. Number 3, I want them to say me, not every other home in my neighborhood. Number 2, I could use a little more drama at home, and I can turn it on and off whenever I please. And my number 1 reason... Now I can have lights that are easy on the eyes and the budget.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 25% off select in-stock lighting and ceiling fans. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through January 31st in U.S. only. See store for details.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come in to Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
20 years from now, women are infertile. No children, no future, no hope. But all that can change...
She's pregnant.
...in a heartbeat.
They want your baby. We have to leave.
The Los Angeles Times raves, Children of Men is Blade Runner for the 21st century. Newsweek calls it dazzling, a gripping thriller. Director Alfonso Cuarón stages breathtaking action sequences unlike anything you've seen. The New York Times says, the action is swift, ferocious, spectacularly photographed. Children of Men transports you with the greatness of its filmmaking. And Rolling Stone hails, it's spellbinding. Alfonso Cuarón has a gift only the greatest filmmakers share. He makes you believe. It grabs you hard, provokes your mind, and ultimately lifts your spirits. Clive Owen, Julianne Moore, Michael Caine, directed by Alfonso Cuarón. Children of Men. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's a priceless piece of literary work in the Library of Congress. It was the personal property of Thomas Jefferson. And it demonstrates that the very beginnings of this nation, the thinkers who were behind the very idea of America, were people who were intellectually courageous. Read broadly and were willing to bring ideas into this American concept from whatever source, including the Quran.
And wouldn't that be refreshing today? I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk in the executive branch. Wow, reading tolerance, broadly read. Did the presidents ever read the Quran after he went in and invaded the whole area? I would say Iraq says no. Had no idea, didn't even know. Oh, never mind, we can't. Ugh. AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. I'm filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Now, here's what's happened. As Keith Ellison was sworn in symbolically over the Quran, they always do a ceremonial swear-in where they pose with their favorite Bible, and he chose the Quran, which had belonged to Thomas Jefferson, which I told you I was going to mention Thomas Jefferson. Which is very, very cool. And at 303-713-7600, he also offered to have tea with the idiot who criticized him for using a Quran in his swearing-in ceremony. You know, that kind of intolerance and bigotry, you just look at it and you go, oh, my goodness, what rock do these people crawl out from under? You know, it's just astounding to me. How awful they are. I mean, it's just... So, I would love to talk to you not only about Nancy Pelosi taking power, but I would love to talk to you about the new sense of openness and you know, there's a Buddhist serving in the Congress for the first time, Muslim. We also have the second black governor ever in the history of the United States, Deval Patrick, at the helm in the Bay State of Massachusetts. So it's a new day in America. Do you feel better? What do you want to see done? Outside of the first 100 hours, because those are already committed, what do you want to see done? And even John Murtha was tap dancing around reducing the money for the troops. We need to talk about that, too, because I'm worried. I want them to get out of Iraq as soon as we possibly can. But as I read Brent Scowcroft's editorial, I believe it was in the Washington Post or the New York Times, one of the two, It is sobering to think of the ramifications of our leaving and what that will mean geopolitically. So they put us in a bind, in other words, big surprise. 303-713-7600, Elaine in Aurora. Welcome, and thank you for joining me on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hi, Erin. This is just a very exciting time. I'll make a comment that my daughter said in a minute, but the main reason I called, I get a kick out of the hypocrisy that is going on. Oh, we have a negative environment in Congress. Oh, but we not let the minority speak. Who made these rules? Who developed this negative environment in Congress? You know, it didn't used to be that way until, what was it, maybe 94?
Gingrich came in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's made the backstabbing environment? The Republicans have.
Yep.
And they're getting some of their own medicine. Now, I feel that right now they need to shut up. I agree with you. But after a while, after things are set in place, we're going to have, you know, an open government. Maybe we can show them what it's like to listen to the minority by giving them some say in things.
Yes, and I think they're whining too soon. They're like, oh, but they're not letting us play. They promised. They ran on it. You know, it's like, just be quiet. What she's doing is she's slapping them upside the head and making them sit down like good little boys and girls, and then she'll gradually take the reins off. I agree with you. I think she will open it up slowly but surely, and should. But they're not in control anymore, and they need to realize that.
And, you know, I was telling my 13-year-old daughter about this historic day, and she said, well, Mom, has any woman ever been president? And I said, no, not yet. And she said, well, why not? And I think that's a really good question. Why not?
Oh, wow. Oh, why not?
I mean, the innocence and the you know, everything is open to them, and we need to think that way, too.
Excellent. Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. But were you more moved than you were expecting, Elaine? Because I knew I would be moved, and I knew it would affect me. But I really became quite overwhelmed. I was like, oh, my gosh. There, and when she brought, I mean, I know it's a photo op. I know it is. I know all that. It was a great political statement to make. But when she brought up all the children in the House of Representatives and gaveled in the House to order, I just thought, wow, when have we ever seen children welcome? I mean, we wonder why children don't want to go into politics, why they're so cynical about the process. It's like, because they haven't been welcomed in.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, Erin, I agree with you completely. She has the perspective of a hard-nosed politician when she needs to be, but she's a mom. And that's the first time these cigar-smoking guys have had a mom as their leader.
Yep.
And that changes everything.
A working mom and a grandmother to boot. I mean, this woman, and she does know, you're right, she absolutely knows how to play hardball politics. And good, she'll need every ounce of that ability. But I agree with you to watch her. And she said it, you know. I mean, I know that her husband is pretty wealthy, and I know all that. But when I saw her standing there and she said she was a working mother, I thought, sure she is. That's absolutely right. And hallelujah that we finally have someone who understands what it's like to juggle 15 things at once and try to be fair and equitable and ethical and right and do all of those things at once.
Yep.
Hooray.
Absolutely. Thank you. Join the show.
Thank you, Elaine. I appreciate it. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for J. Marvin on this day when there is a woman, and this is, I mean, you know, I can't stress enough, this is an historic time. We have a lot of things happening at once, and we're going to talk about as many as we can. As Nancy Pelosi says, we have made history, now let us make progress. So what does progress mean? Well, in the White House, at least, in the executive branch, it means that they are, there's a bloodbath, basically. They're cutting everybody loose who they don't want around anymore to disagree with them because they're going to make big policy changes in Iraq. So why not have a bunch of rookies there because you can run right over them and have your neocon artists. I mean, apparently Bill Kristol is going to make policy for the United States of America. Wow, I feel better. A nitwit utopian who thinks you can bomb people into democracy. Ah, no. I mean, I watch Bill Kristol on The Daily Show, and I think I could make fun of him, too, and I could sit around and joke around with him. But my goodness gracious, should he be making policy for the United States of America when he thinks that we can literally bomb or shoot Iraqis into democracy? I mean, it's ridiculous. And yes, I am exaggerating. What their position is they can go in there and control them. And this is, and I think John Edwards has been brilliant with this, this is the McCain Doctrine. This is the McCain Doctrine because Donald Rumsfeld and Casey and the others wanted too few troops. And you know, if you're going to go in with an invasion, go like Colin Powell or don't go at all. Personally, don't go at all. Should not have gone at all. But now what we're going to have is amateur night at the Bar and Grill. We're going to take out the man who speaks Arabic, General Abizaid. We're going to take out the man who recommended pulling troops out of Iraq, General Casey. We're going to sweep them out. That's Bush's, you know, apparently that's Bush's M.O. Don't understand? Plug my ears, sing, replace it with somebody who'll do what I want. And oh, I know, let me put a Navy man in charge of Central Command. Wow. Anybody remember an ocean being in Iraq? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. It's a good thing the Democrats control Congress. A very good thing. Should there be investigations? Absolutely. Down to the ground. Time for oversight on some of the most insane policies ever to plague the U.S. government. 6:45 in the morning it is. This is the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. It's 303-713-7600.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
$1,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle, and you talk about a selection. Rockies Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rockies Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Top three reasons I'm replacing my lights. Number three, I want them to say me, not every other home in my neighborhood. Number two, I could use a little more drama at home, and I can turn it on and off whenever I please. And my number one reason, now I can have lights that are easy on the eyes and the budget.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 25% off select in-stock lighting and ceiling fans. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through January 31st in U.S. only. See store for details.
Buffs fans, join the Colorado men's basketball team at the Coors Event Center when the Buffaloes start Big 12 conference play this Saturday, January 6th in Boulder. The Buffaloes will host the Texas Longhorns at 2 p.m. Tickets for this exciting Big 12 conference showdown can be purchased on the web at cubuffs.com or by calling 303-49-BUFFS or at Tickets West, located at all King Superstores. The University of Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The election of 2006 was a call to change, not merely to change the control of Congress, but for a new direction for our country. Nowhere were the American people more clear about the need for a new direction than in the war in Iraq.
I just have to hear the song for a minute. It's 6:50. I'm Erin Hart. Thanks very much, John Turk, with a musical, humorous touch here on the Jay Marvin Show. We wish him well. He is in recovery, and he will be rejoining you soon. I may be on next week as well, at least part of it, so stand by for that if it happens. 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 6:50 in the morning once again, and I would love to hear from you. Change in Iraq, Nancy Pelosi says. Well, ABC's Martha Raddatz is reporting that, you know, here comes Admiral William J. Fallon to replace General Abizaid at Central Command. The thing is, he's currently the head of Pacific Command. That would be the Naval Command. He will now be overseeing two ground wars. Hey, you know, George W. Bush became president without any talent. You know, we'll have a Navy, but not to say that Navy men couldn't operate the Navy, the Army. I'm not trying to be bigoted against Navy, so don't, you know, I'm fond of the Navy in some ways. But you know what? Hey, let's be real here. This is the president floundering. As a matter of fact, he is a big flat fish. Flounder! 303-713-7600. Once again, that's 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Are you Deb in Loveland? Welcome and good morning.
How are you doing, Erin?
I'm pretty swell.
Well, good. I just think that people have forgotten that there are four branches of government, and that's the fourth is the people of the United States of America. We voted in Democrats because we want to get out of Iraq. We realize that the whole thing was wrong right from the get-go, and now George Bush wants to replace seasoned generals with idiots, and I just say we've got to write, march, talk, call our Congress people, whatever it takes, letters to the editor, and not let up. We need to say we've had it, and we're not going to take any more. Get us home.
Yeah.
The war was wrong, and the only thing to do, you know, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
It is a pig, but there is also a problem, because we can't afford to let the Middle East descend into chaos. And one of the big problems we have, we are going to have to redeploy. We are going to have troops in the region, perhaps stationed in Doha and other places, because of what we have done. We have created a very, you know, they sold this war not only on the backs of weapons of mass destruction, but on the idea that we'll bring democracy and an emblematic democracy to the Middle East. Well, they've done nothing. And even though Brent Scowcroft writes very plaintively about, oh, well, let's go back to the process of the Palestinians and the Israelis and get them talking, there is no evidence whatsoever that Condoleezza Rice understands her. You know, I'm not shy of picking on a woman when I think she's dumb. And let me tell you something. This woman doesn't seem to know her elbow from her assets in terms of how to deal with the situation, which may be why they're bringing in, they're actually going to let, oh, now I can't remember his name. He used to be in Iraq. He is, I'll think of it in just a second. He's coming in to the, as Secretary of State, as second in command. He's resigning as the head of the National Intelligence, the new National Intelligence Office. And you know, he's also been in Iran-Contra and a number of other things. But one of the reasons that they're bringing him in, I think everybody's going, it's a demotion, it's a demotion. Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? And it's like, I think they're doing it because she doesn't understand what the heck to do. And nobody, she doesn't have the moral authority or anything else. She spends far too much time hanging out with the Perez. And, you know, I don't think it's done her a damn bit of good because she seems to be foundering, speaking of foundering and floundering, as the head of the Secretary of State. And I think one reason why they're bringing him in is to shore up her woeful lack of capabilities in terms of being able to deal with the really tough issues that face the region now, particularly because we were so stupid as to go into Iraq.
Well, but that's the trouble. We're still going to have an idiot for the next 2 years and all his cronies, and the situation is in chaos. It's not descending into chaos. It is in chaos.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but the United States is not going to rescue this one. And I haven't seen that the United Nations has gotten that much better. I think as Americans are out of Iraq, and we're going to have to get us out the best way that we possibly can, and I have said that there are some sensible people who have given steps to get out of Iraq, and for once in a lifetime, we ought to start listening to them.
Well, I
and
like
if it's not
Joe
George
Biden.
McGovern or Dennis Kucinich, it's going to be have to be one of them.
Joe Biden. No, I don't think so much Dennis Kucinich, but I do think that Joe Biden and some others have some ideas about the partitioning of Iraq that may have merit. Thank you very much, Devin Loveland. Let's go to Virginia in Lakewood. Welcome. And it was John Negroponte whose name I was trying to think of.
Yes.
Thank you very much,
yes.
Virginia.
Aaron, do you have a good opinion of him?
No.
I don't either. I think he's...
No, he was the Iran-Contra baby.
He's a zero.
Yeah, he's a very big zero, but he is a career diplomat. I didn't say that I thought it was a good idea to put him in there. I think the Bush administration is shuffling him in there because Condi needs help.
She needs a replacement. I want to invite the lady who just spoke to you and the rest of your listeners to come on Saturdays from noon to 1 on the corner of 52nd and Wadsworth where we protest the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll probably be there tomorrow in spite of the weather.
All right.
If we aren't, we're there every other Saturday. Bring a sign or we'll give you a sign. We have a variety of opinions on our signs, but they're pretty much all either end the war or impeach Bush or mine says draft the twins. Take your pick. But, you know, I'm not sure we're going to change the world. But what we're doing is letting our fellow citizens know that this is what we need to be doing, speaking out.
Well, no, neither the Democrats nor the Republicans can ignore the fact that, you know, now, what is it, 75 to 79% of the United States think that Iraq is a failed cause and want us to get out or as gracefully as we possibly can without endangering our troops and without throwing the rest of the region into chaos.
It is in chaos.
That's the trick. I know, but even more chaos than it is already.
Well,
that's the problem.
I'm not sure that that's our responsibility.
I will tell you something. When you're dealing with no oil, and maybe that's what we need to go through, but if the entire region goes into chaos, we're in real serious trouble as a world.
I just put solar panels on my roof.
Good for you.
I'll tell you, I will never live long enough to get any economic benefit.
Good for you.
But I think it is the thing to do, and I see in the paper now that even Walmart, bless them, they're pushing the use of these energy-saving light bulbs.
I know, and you know something? I've got them everywhere in my house.
I know, and you know, if everyone used those, the energy saving would just be monumental.
Thank you so much for your call, and thank you for your passion as well. We'll talk about your issues coming up. Thank you, Virginia. AM 760 Progressive Talk, it's 303-713-7600, the Iraq War. How should it be handled? That's our focus next hour. And a woman is at the helm of the house. Woohoo! We'll be right back.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Top three reasons I'm replacing my lights. Number three, I want them to say me, not every other home in my neighborhood. Number two, I could use a little more drama at home, and I can turn it on and off whenever I please. And my number one reason, now I can have lights that are easy on the eyes and the budget.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 25% off select in-stock lighting and ceiling fans. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through January 31st in U.S. only. See store for details.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. It's just one snapshot, but a report from the government within the past half hour suggests the economy is more than holding its own. It shows a better-than-expected gain of 167,000 payroll jobs last month. Finance professor Peter Sperling says that held the unemployment rate at 4.5%.
The numbers were very good, unexpectedly good, actually, and it just continues to show how resilient the U.S. economy is.
Wages were up a brisk 0.5%. That's causing new inflation worries on Wall Street. S&P futures are 4.5 points lower, just ahead of the bell. Infant car seats do save lives, but there's a lot of room for improvement. Consumer Reports magazine says most of the seats it tested failed miserably in 35-mile-an-hour crash tests.
We found some very serious deficiencies.
At Consumer Reports, Don May says 10 of 12 infant seats they tested failed, meaning
the child in your car in a safety seat is not as well protected as the adult passengers.
Parents must carefully research what infant seats are best and how to properly install them. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
Days before he announces a new Iraq war strategy, President Bush is set to shake up his national security team. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what's the latest?
Well, Frank, within the hour, the president will shift National Intelligence Director John Negroponte to the number two job at the State Department. Veteran intel hand Mike McConnell will be nominated to replace Negroponte. And there are big military changes, too. CBS News is told the president will replace two top Iraq war commanders, Generals John Abizaid and George Casey, with Army Lieutenant General David Petraeus and Admiral William Fallon. Now, Mr. Bush wants a team that fully supports coming policy changes, Frank.
There's a happy ending to the story of the Southern California sailor who was adrift off the tip of South America for 3 days. A Chilean ship found Ken Barnes' disabled yacht a few hours ago.
I'm just going to say that I love him, and I'm so glad that he's home safe and he's never leaving again.
Ken Barnes' daughter, Taryn, on the CBS News Early Show. May and January weather's good news for anyone who has to heat a home, but it's awful for maple syrup makers like Charles Emerson in Alfred Station, New York.
The sap will not flow unless you have freezing nights and thawing days.
And that's not what's happening now. Highs will be in the 60s today in some parts of the East. On the big screen, he laid down the law.
Pharaoh of Egypt, you have not yet obeyed the Lord. Let my people go.
But in real life, Charlton Heston is playing a different role, defendant. Heston's downhill neighbors on Mulholland Drive are suing him for damage from a mudslide 2 years ago. Heston's lawyer says the mudslide was an act of God. Two Bronx men are heroes for saving the life of a toddler who fell off a fourth-story fire escape. The boy bounced off one man, but the other grabbed him on the rebound. This is CBS News.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheets.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine, but I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Once again, for the third Friday in a row, the morning commute is a nightmare. Blowing snow, icy roads, causing plenty of travel trouble across the metro Denver area again this morning.
The major impact right now for us seems to be I-70. The I-70 corridor is getting hit very hard. I've been looking at a camera near Floyd Hill all night long, and it has just been pounding up there.
Also serious problems in Boulder and on the Boulder Turnpike, where apparently they got caught with their plows down. Now, this third winter weather system in 3 weeks, bringing up to 20 inches of snow to the mountains.
You're heading into the high country. Be aware that we have blowing snow up there, lowered visibility periodically once you clear the Denver area. All the way through Georgetown to the Eisenhower Tunnel and beyond, it's going to be a grinder.
It's also expected to dump some 8 inches in the Denver area, where some areas up north of the city, it's already bad.
Right now, 136 and I-25, and it's snow-packed. The roads haven't been plowed hardly, and the traffic's probably moving at high speed of 25 going northbound. And there's a spin out on the southbound side at 120th.
Snow and blowing snow advisory covers cities including Denver, Littleton, Aurora, Parker, plus DIA. So far, no reports of any flight delays, but school districts all over have canceled classes for the day due to the bad weather. Forecasters say it shouldn't bring much snow to the southeastern plains, but there will be wind. The hay lift over there is over, but the National Guard will still be trucking in hay to the region's cattle today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, expect to, for most areas that you're in, to go on accident alert if they're not already. These icy snow-packed conditions continue. You want to take your time. Eastbound 270 at a standstill across Commerce City from an earlier wreck at Quebec. Northbound 25, stop-and-go traffic at Founders Parkway in Douglas County. Eastbound I-70, we have stop-and-go traffic from Sheridan to Brighton. And we're seeing wide-out conditions in the Cherry Creek Reservoir area, including over the Dam Road. Boulder Turnpike had a wreck westbound at Church Ranch, but multiple spin-outs and problems in both directions along Highway 36. Weather today, more snow, 2 to 8 inches expected in the metro, 9 to 16 in the foothills, a high of 26. Right now, light snow, 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The rankest bulls in the world are in New York City. The Versus Invitational kicks off Saturday at 5:30. The competition is on. Watch Versus on Comcast Cable, DirecTV, and Dish Network. And don't miss the Versus Invitational on Saturday.
Top three reasons I'm replacing my lights. Number three, I want them to say me, not every other home in my neighborhood. Number two, I could use a little more drama at home, and I can turn it on and off whenever I please. And my number one reason, now I can have lights that are easy on the eyes and the budget.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 25% off select in-stock lighting and ceiling fans. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through January 31st in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I'll be ready to outline a strategy that will help the Iraqis achieve the objective of a country that can govern, sustain, and defend itself sometimes next week. I've still got consultations to go through.
Right. Consultations. Wow, that makes me feel relieved. He spent 2 hours talking to Maliki yesterday or day before. It's like, what? Let's see, 2 hours of, do you think maybe you could get things better? Thanks. Well, Mr. President, we like hanging despots so on cell phone and like yelling and screaming at them to be. I mean, it's like, what the heck were they talking about? It's like, you think if I send you a Navy man, everything will be okay? Wow, what a relief that is. Now, I just had a call. We had a call during the break, and thank you very much, sir. Drive carefully out there. He didn't want to talk and drive at the same time. And in this weather, please don't. We have our third storm in 3 weeks. Be careful. It isn't expected to last as long as the others or stick around for long, but do please be careful as we head into the weekend. It's 303-713-7600. This is not Jay Marvin's radio show. It is Jay Marvin's radio show, but he's not the host today. He's still recuperating, and he loves getting your messages, so do please go to our website at am760.net. You can also track any school closings or anything else that may be up. And you can follow that and maybe check out whether you instant message me. That would be great as well. I'd love to get your instant messages. John will be able to forward them to me, and I will be able to read them. Also, you can write to me at erin@erinhartshow.com, and it gets to me directly as well. I have both emails up. So do please let me know what you're thinking at erin@erinhartshow.com as well. AM760 Progressive Talk. I think they noted that I was on the air today. My webmasters have been kind of on vacation, so I'm not sure. I forgot to call it up today to check. Oops. 303-713-7600. I get so concentrated on prepping for you and the show. We've been talking this last hour about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, whether things look better. I was glad she mentioned Iraq. She did say, she noted that the American people want change. We want change. Now I want to know from you, what kind of change do you want? Well, so far the president's batting 1,000 in terms of lousy ideas. A man from the Navy, as I earlier reported, phoned in to say, what? An admiral is in charge of 2 ground wars? This doesn't make sense to me either. So I don't feel as bad for noting that. But it's like, I did notice that there really isn't an ocean in Iraq. There's an ocean of trouble in Iraq. But it doesn't seem to me that the expertise of someone who's used to be in the Pacific Command. Now, Lieutenant General David Petraeus, if I remember this correctly, and I think I do, he actually has had some good ideas in Iraq, like work with the Iraqis. You know, he's been training them and somewhat helping in the regions that he's been assigned. But Baghdad is quite the problem. So is the internecine warfare between the Iraqis, the Shia, and the Sunni, principally. The Kurds are basically hanging out up north and going, whoa, what a mess. And you know, I really believe the country may have to be partitioned now. Brent Scowcroft doesn't like that idea. Remember him. He's one of Daddy's boys who castigated Sonny Boy when he wanted to go into the war in the first place. So we'll talk about that. I'm going to do a rant about Iraq right now, and I'm not sure what to do. I need your help. I want your guidance and direction. I want the people to weigh in on this one. One of the reasons I love doing talk radio is because I get to talk to you. I know what I think, but I want to know what you think. And what I think right now is we're in a very, very big mess. It's a very deeply and complicated mess. And I know it seems simple to just say, well, let's just pull out our troops. That's easy. Well, I don't think it's going to be quite as easy as all that. And when John Murtha, who was extremely brave in coming up and being a Democrat, who said, we need to get out of there now, and this is a mess, but we need to start thinking about redeploying immediately because we're torpedoing the capability of our military, then that made everyone prick up their ears and listen, and also helped solidify the case against the war. You know, people who have been against the war, we all tend to think that everybody must have been against the war. But that's not true. The American people supported their president for a very long time. Sad, but true. They also were bamboozled by misinformation, disinformation that was being put out by the White House, deliberately, constantly, and continuously. But finally, the truth, the pictures, and the body bags, now more than 3,000 people who we know about, and probably close to 650 official listed contractors. You know it's more than that. I saw a very plaintive story yesterday on Anderson Cooper about a contractor who was killed working for Halliburton, a truck driver. And you think about that, and you think, you know, there are more casualties on our side than just the military. And this is what happens when you privatize a war, and what happens to the families? They get told, they get their loved one's stuff home in a box, maybe a little death benefit, and no support from a military community, for example, which really does support its own when they can. The problem is, are they given the resources to support their own. And that's one of the questions that will also be coming up. One of the reasons why I am so grateful the Democrats are back in charge is because three U.S. senators, Senator Barack Obama, Barbara Boxer, and Kit Bond, he's actually a Republican from Missouri, are going to send staff members to the Army post of Fort Carson on a fact-finding mission because thanks to National Public Radio in a report in December and CBS News, our very own CBS News back in July, some combat veterans are being provided inadequate care and denied treatments for their complaints of post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, I know I'm starting it kind of backwards, talking about the ramifications of the war and working back, but I think we need to face that, too. We have now more and more people coming home with massive cases of PTSD that are going to be a legacy problem for us for a very long time. Senators Wayne Allard and Ken Salazar, Representatives Mark Udall and Doug Lamborn will also be joining these briefings, as well they should. Now, top medical officials at Fort Carson, oh, no, our staff isn't mistreating soldiers. I don't believe it, and you shouldn't either. Combat experiences, by the way, can trigger symptoms such as nightmares, paranoia, rage, isolation, and other antisocial behavior. This according to an article written by Dick Foster in the Rocky Mountain News yesterday, which, by the way, was my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Christina, if you're listening. Good morning. So I'd like to hear from you. They complain that they have been harassed by junior officers and non-coms for seeking doctor's appointments for mental and emotional problems. I heard part of the CBS and the NPR series. It was very sobering to listen to this. And in case you think this isn't a problem, Fort Carson had 577 cases of PTSD in 2006 through early December and was expected to pass 600 for the year. This compares to 32 for the year 2002, which is, of course, a year before the war began. Now, 650,000 soldiers have been deployed to Iraq. So you do the math. They estimate that 20 to 30% of them will report symptoms such as sleep disorders or anxiety after combat, and 10 to 15% will eventually develop PTSD, according to Foster's article, which quotes the Army. So if that's true, then I mean, 65,000 people, that's as big as some Denver suburbs. You know, come on, this is insanity. We are bringing people home, and we're not giving them the care that they need after asking and stretching them and sending them to deployment after deployment. Now we're talking about stretching the deployment of troops. This is why I wanted to bring this up first, because what they're talking about with this escalation, I just want everybody to be clear on what's happening. With this escalation, and I agree with a listener last week who reminded me, let's not call it a surge. Let's call it what it is. This is an escalation of 20 to 30,000 people, which, by the way, many military experts, including now McCain, who's trying to be, you know, John McCain running for president, trying to be disingenuous, say, well, that may not be enough. What? So you can weasel out later and say, well, they didn't do it like I said. Oh, please torpedo his chances. I never want to see John McCain sully the Oval Office ever. I'm really angry at him. I am. I just take it personal. I think he's a terrible, terrible excuse for a lousy senator. And somebody said, I think it was Keith Olbermann, what do you expect from people who've been voted in by people who think, you know, the Grand Canyon was just created? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. So here we're talking about escalating a war where we already have, at the bare minimum, 65,000 people coming home with massive cases of PTSD that they may not even be able to get help for post-traumatic stress disorder. We have more than 3,000 dead of our troops, and estimates run as high as 655,000 Iraqi dead. Excuse me, tell me, how will the area be destabilized? Well, I'll argue from both sides coming up so that I can be balanced and present you the other side's arguments, because never let it be said that a Democrat can't tackle that. 717, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. What's your policy for Iraq? What do you want to see the U.S. Congress and the executive do? I don't think any of us are going to like President Bush's plans any. Oh, President Bush. I never want to call him president. 718. 303-713-7600. Be careful out there. Stay tuned for Progressive Traffic coming up next.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Very tough ride as you make your way out. We have traffic jammed up all across the city due to the icy and snow-packed conditions, so please take your time, drive with caution. Still have a traffic at a standstill on that north side, southbound I-25, coming out of Thornton, North Glen, eastbound 270, crossing Commerce City. We have, of course, a tough ride into the downtown area as well. Northbound I-25, watch out for a new wreck near Alameda. We also have a very bogged-down traffic at Founders Parkway, south of the city, and, of course, coming through the Castle Rock area. Boulder Turnpike, we've had multiple problems in both directions right now. It's very bogged down eastbound coming into the city. Weather today, more snow, 2 to 8 inches expected in the metro, up to 16 in the foothills with only a high of 26. Should be clearing out by tonight, but very cold. Right now, light snow, 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's blue list. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's blue list and seeing the results. Companies like Translation Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the blue list, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Attention. Due to the unprecedented back-to-back snowstorms, MedVid has been unable to meet the inventory liquidation goals ordered by company accountants. So the executive committee has unanimously voted to continue the MedVid inventory equalization sale until the end of the week. MedVid has extended and expanded special offers. Trade-in values remain at record high levels, and national financial institutions are ready to approve most credit situations immediately. Both MedVid locations feature the best vehicles for Colorado's extreme weather. Find tremendous savings on 13 brands of snow-fighting pickups, sport utilities, crossovers, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, and 4x4s. With time running out, MedVid must honor its commitments. They've worked 24 hours a day to keep their lots clear of snow. So don't wait. Bring your checkbook and your trade. You will save thousands. Only at MedVid. On the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock. And on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVid Autoplex.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Are credit card bills making your life miserable? Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. In fact, they have helped people just like you wipe out over $15 million in credit card debt.
The best part was they worked with my creditors for me.
Get your credit card statements handy and call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation.
The people at Debt Relief really listened. No one judged me or talked down to me. They just gave me a way out.
Call for your free, no-obligation debt consultation now. 800-914-8727. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could save you thousands of dollars and give you your freedom back. Get an army of debt negotiators on your side. Not available in all states. Call 800-914-8727. That's 800-914-8727.
Best of luck in your surgery and a speedy recovery.
Jay Marvin.
I'm going into the hospital to have gastric bypass done.
Wish you a very speedy recovery.
Best of luck to you.
A successful recovery, too, no doubt about it.
And hope you're back on the air real soon.
Send Jay a get well message on AM760.net.
I'll talk to you when I get back.
He's recovering at home and will return soon to AM760. Progressive Talk.
We'll have the best 07. Yeah. Get back to where you want to
go. One thing I was looking for was will, you know, to determine whether or not he has the will necessary to do the hard work to protect his people. And I told him, I said, that you show the will, we will help you.
I want to ask George W. Bush that question. Do you have the will to protect us? Do you have the wherewithal to protect us? You just appointed a Navy man to head up two ground wars in Iraq? Well, maybe he won't be able to do as badly as everybody else. I mean, we had an Arabic speaker, Abizaid, and Casey, both of whom, you know, and I love the way he blames his generals now. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll do whatever the generals want. Generals, just tell me what to do, and I'm fine with that. And then, you know, so it was the generals' fault that the war was sucking in Iraq. But now he's getting rid of them and putting in a vice admiral of the Navy. What? Me? You kind of go, what? You know, it's like you just... don't quite understand. Except we do know. This is about war profiteering. This is about hegemony. This is about trying to control the universe from Cockpit America. You know that movie Team America by our South Park boys? That's what it is. It's about Cockpit America. Let's go. Let's go control everything we can. I mean, story in the L.A. Times, very scary and sobering, and I do want to hear from you. I mean, what do you think of putting a Navy guy at the top gun in Iraq? Oh, and by the way, things are so bad, guess who's bailing from the White House? Harriet Myers, taking a swim. Bye! Harriet. You know, Harriet, I love George Bush. I just think he's wonderful. She's quitting. You know when all the president's men and women who are really the closest suck-ups start bailing, they're in trouble. Trouble. But two stories gave me, three. Anything by John Burns scares me from the New York Times. Pulitzer Prize winner, amazing writer. Their Chaos Overran Iraq plan in 2006 is an article you must read. Also, anything by George Packer that you can find. I've got a very sobering article from The New Yorker I want to talk to you about as well. But really, the old guard is back on Iraq policy, and that's what scares me. Here's what's happening. A new influential or renewed influential faction of neoconservatives, neocon artists. I mean, even some of the neocon artists find this appalling. But what they're going to do is they're going to say, well, you know, we should get more troops in, lots of troops, lots of troops. Frederick Kagan, a military analyst at a prominent think tank, the American Enterprise Institute, and William Crystal, editor of the Weekly Standard magazine, are expressing concerns, but they think there ought to be more troops, more troops, more troops, more troops, more troops, more troops. Because obviously we can impose with manpower and woman power, we can certainly smite people into democracy, right? That's worked so well so far. I mean, okay, too few troops, I agree. You know, if you're going to be a warmongering fool from Cockpit America, you better send enough, you know, troops to go. But the problem is they didn't do that, and they tried to do things ham-handedly and on the cheap and with private corporations instead of the best military on the face of the planet, asking them to fight a counterinsurgency war without the tactics to combat it. So now they're saying, well, let's go. Let's escalate by 20 to 30,000 troops, many of whom, by the way, will be set up by delaying the departure of Marine units already in Iraq. By the way, this is probably their third or fourth duty, speeding the departure of Army brigades due to deploy this spring. Hi, barely trained, barely out of basic training. Hi. Guess what? Get on the bus because George W. Bush is offering you up as a sacrifice to his war profiteering war on terror. Welcome to the world, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is one reason why I'm glad a working mother is in the house. Not that fathers don't think this over, too, but I think particularly, you know, it was women who stood up during the war in Vietnam, the body bags coming home, who started really putting the brakes on. Well, it's time for a cadre of U.S. congressmen, and I do applaud Dennis Kucinich for taking a stand. We do have to talk about whether pulling the money is the only way to get these guys to stop. Stop. 303-713-7600. But you see, then there's the part of me that faces the real world and gets up in the morning, and no matter how my liberal heart wants to say, get out right now, pull every last one of them out. If it descends in chaos, so be it, not our problem, let's get out. You know, but the reality is it's much more complicated than that, and I know it's hard to hear that. I don't want to hear it either. But the reality is they have made a gigantic mess, and its tentacles spread across the entire Middle East. And when I read an article by, and it was in the New York Times, actually, by Brent Scowcroft, January 4th, 2007, he talks about how we can get the Middle East back on our side. And I'm reading it, and I'm going, how naive are you? What planet are you on? But at the same time, a lot of the things that he says bring my foreign policy side up short, and I have to say, oh, and what are we going to do about that? 303-713-7600. Here are some of the problems. I mean, thank goodness, he's right. The Iraq Study Group may not have solved anything, but they did finally nail the war in Iraq is grave and deteriorating, and rip the mask off George Bush's deniability. This man, I tell you what, if he's not drinking again, he does an awfully good imitation, because he is so far and deeply in denial that you just have to wonder what the hell he hears in his head, don't you? I mean, you have to wonder what he's hearing in his head. I mean, I would have hated to be on that two-hour phone call because it probably was excruciating. You'd want to pound your head. My forehead would probably be with lumps and bleeding from pounding it because, you know, I don't know, Malachi, you got to get your people in line. You got to stop killing each other. And he's like, well, Mr. President, you don't understand. I mean, it's like, what could they have been saying to each other? I mean, Malachi, by the way, who was leaked to the Wall Street Journal, I don't want this job. I don't like this job. I'm getting out of this job as soon as possible. Wow, that's the guy to be propping up right there with your vice admiral, Bushy. Good job. Good job. Admiral William J. Fallon. Maybe I'm making him vice. Vice, baby. Pacific Command. And he's going to, okay, those are ships, right? I mean, can't fool me. Those are ships. Well, maybe there's some ships going up the river in Iraq. I like to think we're without a paddle, too. 303-713-7600. An American withdrawal before Iraq can, in the words of Bushy, govern itself, sustain itself, defend itself. Well, great. But he said, now, Scowcroft argues, if we pull out, our opponents would be hugely emboldened, our friends would be deeply demoralized. But as Virginia pointed out to me before the break, what else is new in Iraq? How is it going to hurt? So I want to look at this from various angles. Do you think we ought to pull out now? Do you think we're going to have to stay? What do you think of having an admiral in charge now? Are we a sinking ship of state? And Condi's going to get some help from a guy who thought Iran-Contra was magnificent and a guy who really didn't do very well as ambassador in Iraq either, a guy who shirked his duties as head of our new intelligence agency, which hasn't gone anywhere, John Negroponte. Wow, I feel better, don't you? 303-713-7600. I think I've talked myself out of the euphoria of last hour. Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, what do you want him to do? How do we make the administration listen to the voice of the people? 303-713-7600. It's 7:30 in the morning on the J. Marvin Show. Stand by for Gina Michaels and AM 760. Progressive traffic on this.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
And, of course, we have very poor conditions south of the city, northbound I-25 near Founders Parkway. We also have a wreck further up past the bridges, northbound I-25 near Alameda. Again, weather today, snow advisory in effect throughout the day, looking for a high of only 26. Right now, light snow, 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone, have to go, door shut, have to go, no car coming home, have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap.
Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come in to Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress will be joining us in the next hour. We'll catch up on all the latest gossip in Washington and the news. I got to tell you something, a right-wing conservative who wouldn't stay on, what, he's afraid to debate a girl? What's wrong with him? Anyway, I called up and said, I think that woman's smoking wacky tobacco. I'm just talking the way John described your voice. Sorry, but wacky tobacco. First of all, sir, I haven't smoked wacky tobacco in a good deal of time. And the other thing is, you're calling me wacky tobacco smoker when we have a president who is in denial about how bad things are in Iraq, wants to escalate a war that isn't working, when his own troops are telling him, no, not a good idea. So he brings in a admiral from the Navy to run two ground wars in Iraq, Army ground wars, Marine ground wars. Wow. Wow. What does this president have to do to lose, you guys? Really? What does he have to do? Even Harriet Myers is leaving him. It's okay. By the way, may I remind you, Donald Rumsfeld was a Navy man. 303-713-7600. Woo! But it is going to be complicated. It isn't going to be easy. I'll talk more about Brent Scowcroft, sort of his devil's advocate. We'll also be talking about Cindy Sheehan coming up as well. All and more on the Jay Marvin Show. Anna in Colorado Springs, welcome and good morning.
Yeah, good morning. First of all, I just want to say, the thought of Donald Rumsfeld being in the Navy, because my dad was in the Navy, and trust me, he was not like Donald Rumsfeld.
Yes, I'm sure he was not.
But let me just, called you to just tell you as briefly as I can that I do work on a military base, and I think when you're talking about, you know, Bush putting an admiral in charge, I think what you may not understand, a lot of other people may not understand, is that our military, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and to some extent the Marines, are so integrated today that it's almost really like it's just one force. So it's not unusual to find a lot of Navy people out here in the middle of, you know, Colorado working
right.
on these military bases. There's so much cross-training and there's so much working together with, like, GPS systems and whatnot, that it's not like the Navy is just on the ocean and, you know, the Army's just on the land and
oh, no.
whatever.
I know that. Some of that I'm doing this rhetorical flourishes. I'm
yeah.
not trying to. And he may be a very fine guy. But the problem
right.
is Bush is now putting whatever they are, wherever they've been, they will be new to Iraq. So what he's doing is he's taking about the old hands in Iraq. He's
yeah.
putting in new blood, which may or may not be a good idea. But the problem is now we're going to be facing really serious problems. And these guys are going to have a learning curve. What the hell
yeah.
is he doing?
No. And I agree with you. I mean, I didn't disagree. I just wanted to explain that in
yeah.
case you or other people didn't understand that.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
no, but thank
trust
you.
Me,
I can always use clarification.
Yeah, anytime Bush puts somebody in a position, it just, you know, I just know somebody's on the dole or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on because it's so corrupt. And, you know,
well,
I
John Negroponte.
And Negroponte, they should
yeah.
be ashamed of having him.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just, I can't believe
the guy can't
our country
fail,
has come
the guy
to.
Can't, the guy can't fail fast enough up. You know, he failed in Iraq, so let's put him in as the national
I know.
Head of defense.
Well,
okay, the
run,
guy failed at
never,
that. Now let's put him in to help Condi, shore up Condi.
Right. Right. And what has Condi Rice ever done? When people talk about her running for president, I think it's only because they like the kind of uniqueness or quality of having a black woman. But, you know, when you look at what she's done nothing. My husband calls her a puppet for Bush.
Oh.
And trust me, my husband is a diehard Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And with the things that have been going on in the last elections and whatnot, he voted with me for Jay Fawcett. I mean, Jay lost down here because it's
because it's Colorado Springs.
But, you know, there's some of us down here, so, you know, when you generalize about the Springs, just remember there's some of us here.
I know.
And if we weren't here, you know, it would be 100%, you know, blackout on anything that wasn't conservative.
Oh, I understand completely. And I do know that. I've lived in conservative enclaves all my life, and I understand. So, but it, you know, I think, and it gets very lonely sometimes, but I think there are more of us than they ever. See, I've always thought, and this is one reason why I was grateful for, even though I admire Rahm Emanuel passionately and Chuck Schumer, too, for having run Democrats who could get elected to a large extent, but I also think that there are more liberals than anybody ever imagined in this country. I think they've been disheartened lately, and I think they've been coming back into the political and back into the political participation, which is great because we need everyone and we need to have participation because without it, look what happens. And I think one of the things people forget is we're much more purple of a country than most people realize. That even in the reddest areas, there's quite a bit of blue.
I totally agree. But anyway, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
And just hang in there and keep the faith.
Yes, well, I'll try. And thanks for straightening me out. I don't necessarily despair at the thought of a Navy man, but I can't resist making fun of Bush.
I hear you. I'm with you. I'm tickled sometimes how, you know, goofy he is.
Oh, he's so in denial. It's not only goofy, he's dangerous. And the reason he's dangerous is because people die as a result
of his
policies.
I know. And
that's
where
the
I stop laughing.
It's easy to laugh.
Dying. Yeah,
it's easy to laugh at him and make fun and do funny accents and everything else, but the reality is his policies are literally killing people, and that we need to bring ourselves up short. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, Anna. Take care.
Have
be safe
great
in the
day.
Snow. You too. Bye-bye. It's 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Once again, 303-713-7600. And let me just invite my conservative friends. How can you still defend this man's policies? How can you possibly think, if you do, that an escalation is the right idea? How can you do that? How can you agree with Bill Kristol that you can smite people into democracy? Now, I do agree with Brent Scowcroft that one of the best uses of our time would be to get a Secretary of State in office, and it ain't Condoleezza Rice, apparently, who could sit down with the party. Olmert has been meeting with Mubarak of Egypt. Olmert of Israel has been meeting with Mubarak of Egypt. He has been talking to Mahmoud Abbas, and he is trying, I think, to establish a dialogue. But, you know, Scowcroft, who's from an older school, and I still believe this, too, is that it takes a U.S. presence. It takes an American president to sit down with the parties to hammer through a job that has already, most of the points of which have already been principally agreed to. You know, the seeds of resolution are there. And, you know, as much as I cannot stand Jim Baker for what he did to us in terms of anointing George W. Bush, the amateur, rank amateur. You know, the funniest thing about it is, it's sick and it's sad to remember this, but if 9/11 had happened to us on somebody else's watch, there is no way George W. Bush would have ever, 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 ever become president of the United States, because no one in their right mind would think that that rank amateur bozo would have had the brains God gave a goose to lead our country in a time of war. Let's all remember that, shall we, when they try to call Barack Obama or John Edwards or everybody else names. By the way, the right-wing claque is in full force. They've already been going after the radical homosexual agenda for the country. Barney Frank looked around and said, I'm still looking for a way to satisfy that demand. I mean, these guys are absolutely laughable. Laughable. They have been reduced to idiotic statements that make very little sense. It's so sad. It really, really, really is sad. And the thing that's happened in America that's changing, they're talking about, oh, they're gonna socialize health care, they're gonna eradicate your tax cuts. Well, you know what? Here's what's happened. Maybe it'll come back into fashion to care about each other as people. Maybe it'll come back into fashion to think that health care for the country is actually a national security interest. Maybe taking care of our own and making sure we have a job base in this country that works to strengthen, not demolish, the middle class makes sense for people in this country. Maybe it will come back into fashion that investing in our people by investing in alternative energy technologies, for example, having a Marshall Plan for resurrecting our workforce, for resurrecting the middle class, having a plan to, I'm very glad part of the first 100 hours is to cut student loan interest rates. I've been lucky. I'm on a scholarship, but you know what? I may have to take out loans sooner or later, and they're prohibitive right now. I watch these kids struggle, and I can't imagine the kind of debt they're already inheriting. So, this, you know, maybe it's going to come back into fashion that, yes, we really do want to care for our elders. Yep, we do want our children to have health care. Yep, having universal health care is not a dirty word. It's a bright idea. Having alternative energy support in our country and tax breaks for that, not such a bad idea. Having a minimum wage that actually pays a living wage, it is not insanity. You know what I say to the small business people who are whining, the Chamber of Commerce are whining, but that'll bring down the country. You know what I say to you? If you can't run a business where you can pay your people decency and not be ashamed of yourself, then maybe you shouldn't be in business anymore. 303-713-7600. I'm all for tax breaks that make sense. I am not for ones that prop up corporate, greedy America and war profiteering. 303-713-7600. It's a new day in America, or is it? We'll talk about that 7:45 in the morning on the J. Marvin Show. The number to call on this snowy morning, 303-713-7600. Stand by for progressive traffic coming up.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still a very tough ride if you're out in all of these conditions. We got a lot of problems, including very slow traffic now. Southbound I-25 from Johnson's Corner to Longmont, if you're headed through that area, coming into the city. Still dealing with problems along northbound I-25, had a wreck at Alameda, and now another one north of 225 right in your tech center. Very stop-and-go traffic, Founders Parkway south of the city and, of course, through the Castle Rock area as well. Weather today, snow advisory with 2 to 8 inches expected in the metro, only a high of 26. Tonight, clearing skies, cold, 8 degrees right now. Light snow and 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Middle East expert Juan Cole explains what's going on in the Middle East. Newsweek senior editor Jonathan Alter explains what's going on in the news this week. And Friday regular Joe Connison, judge of our Peabody Award-winning game show, Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me, makes one of his regular Friday appearances on the show and judges our Peabody Award-winning game show, Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me. Sometimes the world just makes sense. See you next time on Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
20 years from now, women are infertile. No children, no future, no hope. But all that can change.
She's pregnant.
In a heartbeat.
They want your baby. We have to leave.
The Los Angeles Times raves, Children of Men is Blade Runner for the 21st century. Newsweek calls it dazzling, a gripping thriller. Director Alfonso Cuarón stages breathtaking action sequences unlike anything you've seen. The New York Times says, the action is swift, ferocious, spectacularly photographed. Children of Men transports you with the greatness of its filmmaking. And Rolling Stone hails, it's spellbinding. Alfonso Cuarón has a gift only the greatest filmmakers share. He makes you believe. It grabs you hard, provokes your mind, and ultimately lifts your spirits. Clive Owen, Julianne Moore, Michael Caine, directed by Alfonso Cuarón.
Children of Men. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
Sunday nights on Lifetime. See Grey's Anatomy from the beginning.
All right, everybody, let's have some fun.
The first time they saved a life.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
The first time they crossed the line.
You get too involved with your patient.
The first time they fell in love.
What is this that we're doing here?
You need a definition?
A second chance to see every first. Grey's Anatomy, Sunday nights at 11, 10 Central, beginning January 7th on Lifetime.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 7:50. We have Christy Harvey, whose favorite topic apparently is Rehnquist. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking, checking in with Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress coming up in the next hour. We'll also talk about the Cindy Sheehan effect on the Democrats' first day in Congress. 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. I know it's snowy. I know it's scary to drive and talk at the same time, but you know, if you're a right-wing conservative, you should just pull over and talk, because I miss you guys. I really do. How can, you know that George Bush is in trouble when they don't call in, because they're like, no, I'm not calling in. That guy's too stupid. I can't defend him. I can't. His policies are insane. What can I say? You know, if I were a right-wing conservative, I would be hard-pressed to say anything either. One of my challenges in school, they're asking us to write from a different political perspective, and while it's really hard for me to write and gag at the same time, because it really, really is. I just really can't imagine what he's thinking these days. I mean, other than, I got to get in more troops. That's it. Bill Kristol's telling me, I got to get in more troops. That's it. More cannon fodder. I mean, I don't think he's that shameless, but let's put it this way. Do you think he thinks over the consequences of his actions? I'm with our war protester. Draft the nieces. Draft the daughters. Let's see the first daughters go into war. Let's see them slog through. Draft the daughters. 303-713-7600. But it is going to be complicated, and I don't want to minimize that, because it is. And when we discuss Cindy Sheehan next hour, what I want you to keep in mind, or this hour too, I just can't imagine. How are we going to get out of Iraq? Can we just, I mean, people who say to me, well, let's just pull out. Well, okay, but then what? Because Iran, which will be like, woohoo, we drove them out. We drove out the great Satan. They will definitely try to expand their influence through Hezbollah and Hamas more deeply into the Palestinian territories, in Jordan, in Syria, in Lebanon. Of course, they're doing that now. So how badly it'll be, I don't know. Maybe we'd have more people to interdict them. See, because really what the massive rehauling of the military should be about, in part, is we need better special forces presence in these countries. If we're going to go in, if we really are in a long-term war on terror, and everybody all poo-pooed, oh, it's a law enforcement thing, you guys are wimps, you guys are babies. You know what? It really is a law enforcement thing. Dry up the money, go after the principals, interdict with propaganda, you know, try to interdict with propaganda, with convincing, with helping, with, you know, massaging the area here and there. Yes, infiltration if you must. We need to go back and pay attention to Afghanistan because the Taliban are taking over there. It's not like our troops won't have things to do. Our Arab friends will rightly feel we have abandoned them, says Scowcroft, to face alone a radicalism that has been greatly inflamed by American actions in the region, which could pose a serious threat to their own governments. Well, maybe some of you would say, well, good, Saudi Arabia needs to fall. So does Jordan. But you look at what would happen maybe if they did. And do you want more Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia? I'm not sure. Oh, it's just, it's a very scary situation, which is one reason why everybody went, oh, let's depose Saddam Hussein. He's really dangerous. He's really, yeah, how dangerous is Iraq now? And I want to say a very dirty 10-letter word here and add S. Come on, what are you guys, crazy? It's worse now. And as I read Scowcroft's editorial, I was trying to say, well, you know, that's a good point. But then I thought, well, it's a mess now. He says effects would not only be confined to Iraq and the Middle East. Energy resources, transit choke points vital to the global economy would be subjected to greatly increased risk. Terrorists and extremists elsewhere would be emboldened. Well, you don't think they are now? You don't think Osama bin Laden is chuckling in his cave? It's probably echoing. The echo is probably deafening. Ho, 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 ho. Look what I have done. George Bush, very stupid. Very good for Al-Qaeda. Yeah, very good for Al-Qaeda. Unfortunately, the American colossus, he says, had stumbled, losing its resolve, no longer a reliable ally or friend. Well, how reliable are we anyway? How much have we done in, say, the Arab-Israeli conflict? That could fundamentally change the dynamics. Do you think the Bush administration has paid a jot of attention other than right-wing wacko extremists? I mean, is he so enraptured with the idea that the rapture is coming that he can't see, you know, an opportunity when he has one? I mean, let's just hedge your bets, Bush, you know, saying that you believe that the rapture happened, you know, that actually the Messiah came once. You know, the idea that he's coming again, maybe you should hedge your bets because it's taken 2,000 years so far. Maybe, like, working out an agreement in Israel, between Israel and the Palestinian territories might not be such a bad idea, to say nothing of being eminently Christian, really, working for peace. But there you go again, reminding you, I'm using your own religion to beat you up with. You know, come on. You know, there are Arab leaders who are now keen. They are salivating. I agree with Scowcroft on this. The world is ready for this 50-year-old dispute to be resolved. And Ehud Olmert may be the guy to do it. Who knows? We certainly don't want to depend on Pat Robertson for any advice in this area. Thank you very much. So why don't we just go in, Pat Robertson, of course, being the wacko that he is, who has predicted a massive terror attack on the United States. Oh, yeah? Well, you know what? I don't even think, God forbid, an attack will help your boy anymore. I think his day is done. But Bushy, you know, still ever the optimist in denial, is like, well, I'll be able to get my agenda done. I have a veto pen. Yeah. But we're already lining up people to override that. Resuming Arab-Israeli peace is not a matter of forcing concessions from Israel or dragooning the Palestinians into surrender. Maybe something can be done. Stephen on a cell phone, welcome. I mean, I know it's complicated. I know it's going to be tough. What are we going to do, Stephen? What do you think? Welcome.
Well, first of all, I got to negotiate I-25 up to Fort Collins this morning, so you don't want to go there.
No, and you've got to be careful. Are you pulled over?
No, I'm driving, but I'm in an all-wheel drive Volvo, so
okay, but
so
hang
much
up
for that.
Hang up if you get in trouble, okay? Promise me.
Aaron.
Yes.
You're always just a breath of fresh air, but I got to tell you, and I've been in recovery almost 20 years, and I know for a fact the thing that really drives a substance abuse like Bush engaged in heavily is obsessive compulsive behavior.
Yep.
So he may be sober in terms of, you know, not using, but the bottom line is he's still majorly
Dry.
Obsessive compulsive entrenched.
Mm-hmm.
He can't move. He can't think without blinders. And that's absolutely the wrong kind of person we need in charge of the country. Obviously,
I agree.
I'll tell you a quick story. And I know you got to go to the news, but my right-wing redneck brother in Memphis, 20-year veteran, retired Navy, has finally given up. He says, these guys are idiots.
Yeah.
And that's a benchmark.
Yeah, you know, I knew when my brother stopped beating me over the head with how great George W. Bush was every single time he talked to me, that there was a new day in America.
He's obsessive compulsive.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much. Drive carefully, okay, Stephen? Be careful on the way to Fort Collins. Be careful everywhere, would you please? I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. The number's 303-713-7600. Christy Harvey joins us coming up next on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 with J. Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oils from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. It is winter, but you wouldn't know it by looking at a weather map. CBS's Cynthia Bowers says things are just out of whack.
From the Midwest, where the crocuses are already blooming near Green Bay, all the way to New England, where a lack of snow is sending business downhill fast at normally packed ski resorts in places like Vermont.
Thinking of putting away my snowblower and getting out my lawnmower again.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen says he may have to.
Minneapolis, Chicago, and New York City have something in common. 27 consecutive days with temperatures that are above normal.
New York is looking for a high around 60 today, but Colorado is in for some snow, but not nearly as much as it had the last time. Winter weather in some parts of the country has been blamed for a number of deaths of people who used generators indoors when the power went out. Patty Davis at the Consumer Product Safety Commission says the government hopes new warning labels will put an end to that.
This label will be in your face when you go to start that generator. We're hoping that will stop consumers from bringing that generator inside their home.
President Bush has just announced a shuffle in his national security team, naming retired Admiral Mike McConnell to replace National Intelligence Director John Negroponte, who's going back to the State Department. Another move the president is expected to make is the appointment of Lieutenant General David Petraeus as his top commander in Iraq. Military analyst Dan Gray calls Petraeus letter perfect for the job.
He was involved in training Iraqi forces. He then moved on to helping rewrite the counterinsurgency doctrine to deal with these kind of issues, with the kind of war we're fighting.
Obituaries for the economy may be a little premature. A fresh government report shows a bigger-than-expected gain in new jobs last month, enough to hold the unemployment rate at 4.5%.
This is a very low unemployment rate by historical standards. There are jobs out there. There aren't a lot of people looking for them.
Economist David Weiss. Health officials are reporting what they call a disturbing drop in the folic acid levels in young women. CBS's Steve Kathan tells us why.
They think it might be because of the popularity of low-carb diets, with women eating less bread and cereals fortified with folic acid. And obesity levels are higher, too. Overweight women usually need more folic acid because they metabolize it faster. For a long time, folic acid has been seen as a way for young women to help prevent certain birth defects in their children, but some researchers are looking into its possible link to autism.
Buying Girl Scout cookies this year? See if they taste the same. The recipe has been changed to take out artery-clogging trans fats. York, Pennsylvania Scout leader Lynn Leopold Sharp says the new foil wrapping is another change for the better.
I would say quite definitively they were
the best thin mints I've ever tasted because they were fresher.
In early Wall Street trading, the averages are moving lower. The Dow Industrials are down 41 points. The NASDAQ Composite, 15 points lower. This is CBS News.
Okay, this is how I run my business. I put receipts at the front of the shoebox. Unpaid invoices go in the back.
But, hon, what happens if you drop the shoebox?
I might cry a little.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. Use QuickBooks. It's so simple you can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid you and who hasn't, and get ready for tax time.
Great. What'll I do with my shoebox?
Put shoes in it? Just throwing it out there.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
And now for the bonus round. What is the molecular number of tapioca pudding?
32.
Correct. If today is yesterday's tomorrow, what is Sunday?
Slightly overcast.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. For the third time in as many weeks, snow, wind, and icy roads causing travel trouble all over the place. A winter storm warning still in effect till 6 o'clock tonight for areas around the foothills and Front Range Mountains, including Genesee, Bailey, Central City, Georgetown, and Evergreen.
Just north of Bailey, up by KZ Ranch in Harris Park, got about 8 to 9 inches. It snowed about 2.5 inches an hour since about 2 o'clock.
Now, the forecasters say at least 6 to 10 inches of the white stuff could fall here in the metro area with this system. The blowing snow is cutting visibility and creating poor driving conditions, especially on the north end of town.
The road has about a 1-inch layer of ice on it. It's plowed, but it's extremely slippery.
Snow and blowing snow advisory covers cities including Denver, Littleton, Aurora, and Parker, plus DIA, where so far, though, no reports of any flight delays.
We were able to pre-treat both the airfield and our surrounding roadways, Pena Boulevard and those things, early in the morning that helped keep some of the snow off there for a while. We have started seeing some accumulation both on Pena and on the airfield as well now.
And a lot of school districts all over the Denver area canceling classes for the day due to the bad weather. Governor Owen says he has no plans to seek another political office. He couldn't run again because of term limits. He'll be replaced by Democrat Bill Ritter on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the governor-elect adding a second dinner to his inaugural festivities after 2,000 tickets to the original dinner quickly sold out. Second event January 12th. Will accommodate an additional 700 people. Tickets only $60. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, our eastbounders are stacked up due to the weather. 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, Wadsworth to Sheridan. Eastbound I-70 dragging out of Wheat Ridge and stop and go between Sheridan and Brighton. Eastbound C-470 on the south. We've got speeds in the single digits across Highlands Ranch. And, of course, the Boulder Turnpike is at a crawl, actually both directions near Sheridan. Now, we are having problems northbound I-25 through the Tech Center. We had a wreck there at Quincy. We also have traffic that is stacked up in a big way at Founders Parkway. If you're headed into the metro area, that'll stick with you all the way to County Line Road. Weather today, more snow, 2 to 8 inches in the metro, 9 to 16 foothills, a high of 26. Right now, light snow and 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't leave your holiday memories sitting in the camera. Right now, you can get prints for just 15 cents each at King Soopers. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Let us stand together to move our country forward, seeking common ground for the common good. We have made history. Now let us make progress for the American people. God bless our work, and may God bless America.
It's good to start the show with a round of applause. It's 8:07 in the morning in the Mile High. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do be careful out there. It's very snowy and blowy. Third time in three weeks. I know. Anyway, bear with. I've lived in Colorado off and on my whole life. It's got to be tough. 303-713-7600. But we'll warm things up. We have the Director of Strategic Communications for the Center for American Progress. I've heard you but not had the pleasure of meeting you, Christy Harvey. It's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us from the Center for American Progress. Welcome and good morning.
Hey, how are you, Erin? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. What a juicy New Year it is.
There is so much going on. You know how you come back from vacation and you sort of want to ease back into things?
Yeah.
No way in 2007.
No, hit the ground running. And as editor of Mike Check, which is the prep resource for us stock show host types, which we're grateful for, by the way, you've chock-a-block full of juicy details. I mean, I just keep turning from one to one going, ooh, I love pill-popping justice. Ooh, Harriet's leaving the White House. I love that you called her the harbinger of haggis. Now, hard-hearted harbinger of harbinger of haggis, or harbinger. Is it harbinger or harbinger?
I think it's with a soft G, but I always say it. I just make it up every time I say
it. I just do the same thing. Harbinger, I think it is, actually. You're right. But anyway, juicy, juicy details. I mean, and we now have, is there an ocean in Iraq, or why do we have an admiral in charge now? But let's start with the pill pop injustice, because it led the news all day yesterday, and I understand it's one of your faves. So
I love this story. I just absolutely love it.
The idea of him wandering around in his backless pajamas.
Oh, my goodness.
Seeing the CIA after him.
Well, this is,
I know,
former Chief Justice William Rehnquist, it turns out, was a pill popper. He was hopped up on goofballs. He was taking this drug called Placidil, and I looked Placidil up on trusty old WebMD yesterday.
Yes.
And it says that this is this really, really intense pain reliever that has all these crazy side effects, and it's super strong. And so doctors never prescribe it for more than 7 days. 7 days is all you get to take. You know, it's worse than Vicodin. Forget OxyContin. This is the hardcore stuff.
But
7 days.
But takes it for, but a bump.
10 years.
10 years.
He was on this stuff for a decade.
I mean, not funny, because goodness knows he must have been in a tremendous amount of pain, but this is the kind of drug that causes convulsions, hallucinations, memory loss. We're talking serious stuff.
Well, and let me point out, this wasn't while he was, you know, a young, crazy college kid. This is while he was on the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
Well, that explains a lot.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they finally put him into detox in the hospital back in 81, I think it was, and he went a little loony and tried to escape the hospital wearing only his pajamas, and he thought the drapes were changing in these meaningful patterns, and the CIA characters were creeping around, and it's exactly like the movie A Beautiful Mind, only instead of Russell Crowe, we've got Justice Rehnquist.
Justice Rehnquist sort of wandering around like the Mad Hatter at night. You know, I just keep thinking of Mary Tyrone in Long Day's Journey into Night and wandering around with his hair all puffy. And I mean, it's mean, but it's so... But when you think about this man also helped make sure that George W. Bush made it into the White House. This
right.
man made some of the most evil decisions, or led to some of the most evil decisions in the Supreme Court lately, is responsible for the new one we have now, who is his, you know, spiritual buddy or twin or son or something. And he's so hopped up. But the reality is, you know, the Republicans are just massive cover-up artists, aren't they? I mean, the Reagan and Nixon administration helped cover this up.
That's the part of this that's so fascinating. I mean, yes, it's funny to talk about the
wandering
drapes
around
and the CIA. But the reason this came out is it was a Freedom of Information Act that they filed after Justice Rehnquist died last year. And this was an FBI file that they kept for him, because they put together this file on anything people could attack him on when he went through his first confirmation process in 71 and then his second one in 86. And then they put together all the dirt they could find on anybody who could possibly bring this stuff up or testify against him. So what Nixon and Reagan both did was use the Federal Bureau of Investigations as a personal hit squad to put together dirt on anybody who could oppose Rehnquist. So, you know that kind of stuff happens all the time, and,
yes,
and we all suspect
sadly.
It. But still, when you find an absolute proof of the matter, it's still a little bit shocking. I don't know if that's my idealism showing or what, but I thought,
no,
my goodness.
I know. I looked at it, too, and just went, oh, my goodness. And the other thing, it follows, I don't know if you caught Dick Armey on Tucker the other day on MSNBC. But it was,
I missed it.
Oh, well, they're all bemoaning how aberrant we all are.
Right.
Liberals were just immoral, illicit, and always wanting the gay agenda incorporated, whether we're gay or straight or whatever.
Right.
But in any event, Dick Armey was talking about how Republicans have such a low tolerance for aberrance. Conversely, of course, the liberals have such a high tolerance for aberrance. And I was thinking, let's see. You're doing this in a week where we've heard about all the morally aberrant behavior the last year that caused you to lose the elections, and now you have the chutzpah to say this right as the news is coming out about Rehnquist and the efforts of both the Nixon and Reagan administration to use the FBI as its hit squad. You know,
It blows the mind.
Who's morally aberrant here?
And who's believing this? I think they just are hoping that everyone they're trying to reach is either so morally aberrant or
so busy being aberrant,
hopped up on their own goofballs that they buy this load of crap. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
It is. It's insane. But, you know, the other thing that it reminded me of is that the FBI knew in 1971 that Rehnquist had a clause, as you point out in Center for American Progress's Mike Check, in the deed to his house stating he would only sell his home to whites only. I mean, I just found out. It's like, please, because when it came out in 1986, Rehnquist said he'd only found out about that clause a few days earlier.
I'm shocked. Oh, shocked to find out that I was a racist in 1971.
Shocked. I was a must have been the pills. Excuse me, what?
You know, and this is the thing is, this isn't just, you know, your friendly neighborhood racist who chases kids out of his yard down the street. This was a guy on the Supreme Court making decisions that affected women and minorities and people who really needed someone at least sober and non-judgmental at the helm.
Okay, I know that, hard-hearted harbinger of Haggis, Harriet, might have not been the best choice for the Supreme Court, but she couldn't have been as bad as this poor old Harriet.
That's
now,
true.
Is there any secret dish on Harriet's departure?
There's a little bit.
Okay.
There's a little bit.
What?
So, supposedly, when President Bush took his new chief of staff, Josh Bolten, when he came into office, he didn't like Harriet.
And big surprise!
Harriet, I guess, is used to being best friends and best buddies and, you know, whatever I want to do, I can do because Georgie boy is my best friend. And I guess Josh Bolten runs a really tight ship. He's very efficient and crisp and let's take minutes at this meeting.
Hey,
he
gave Paul Rove a worst office, which made me very happy.
Well, exactly. The guy's not all bad.
No.
So supposedly their styles clashed and they both were sort of fighting for who reigned supreme. And guess who won?
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Harriet.
Bye-bye, Harriet. Going home, packing your bags for Texas.
Right.
So this isn't she read something and went, ooh, is the president's lawyer? I don't want to be here. See, I think they want a better president's lawyer. All the president's lawyers better be standing by for all the congressional investigations
right. That
are going to be going down.
Well, that's the other rumor flying about. You know,
yeah.
D.C., everybody here loves a rumor, especially after a couple of cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
The other rumor is we're about to see the Patrick Fitzgerald investigation into the Scooter Libby stuff starts to heat up again.
That's right.
And, you know, Cheney's supposed to be testifying and all this crazy stuff is going on. So the rumor is... Oh, do you have a Patrick Fitzgerald crush? Or just a crush on the investigation?
Actually, you know, sort of the Catholic schoolboy kind of thing is going for him, I think.
I know. I have a picture of him in my office. Is that too weird?
No, I can kind of understand it. He's, you know, he's hot in that kind of geeky good boy kind of way.
Exactly. I will come and make the bad people go away.
Which sort of makes up for all my crushes on bad boys.
Exactly.
I have to confess to you.
My scary one on James Baker. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, you had. Oh no, you had a crush on James Baker.
I did.
Girl, what was the matter with you?
It was a problem.
Oh, I mean, smart, yes, diplomatic, okay, but cross?
I know.
All right, well, but anyway, has their nonsensical one. Go ahead.
Supposedly, Harriet was, you know, neck deep in all of the Valerie Plame outing stuff, and she knew what was going on, allegedly, and had talked to Libby and talked to all of the people involved. And so they might also be cleaning a little bit of house so that she is not representing the president and, I don't know, deposed or having to testify. So that's the other bit of
yes,
gossip.
You can't stand to see the vice president frog marched and her as well.
Right.
Now, Christy Harvey, a couple more questions. The dish on John Negroponte, okay? Is this everybody's talking about, oh, it's because Condoleezza may run for president. I think it's because they don't know what to do with Condoleezza's inability to do anything about the Middle East. So are they doing this to prop up Secretary of State Rice, or am I fantasizing on that?
I think you've got something there, because I think this is sort of a rearranging the chairs on the Titanic kind of gesture.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows every single thing this administration has done for the past 6 years has failed miserably. They can't get anything done. Yet, the president is so stubborn. He's not going to sit down and have a very scholarly, academic weekend where he really thinks things through and comes up with a new muscular strategy. That's just, we can dream about that all we want.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen.
Not going to happen.
So instead, he just switches everybody around. Okay, let's try this. How about Negroponte, you come over here, stand over by Condoleezza. Harriet, you're out. Karen Hughes, maybe you're in, but not really.
We won't give you any power or any muscle. And by the way, we'll never see you again after you are assigned to take care of the Middle East.
Right.
So in other words, all of this is just rearranging the deck chairs. However, the one thing that I think might be a good idea, although I hate the idea of an escalation, is putting David Petraeus in charge of Iraq as opposed to Casey. But on the other hand, they just put an admiral in charge of Iraq?
Well, yeah, and ABC News blog last night said that that's just the start. They're really doing a quote-unquote clean sweep of all of the top leaders in Iraq.
Hmm.
And I can see getting some new blood and some new ideas
in. Me too.
But I also think that in the middle of a war that's increasingly violent and crazy, you know, filling it full of rookies who are green with a learning curve might not be the absolute best thing that we do. You might want a couple of people over there who at least, you know, have been there for a couple of days, understand where, you know, the people are, at least where the Starbucks is. You know, you want someone over there who knows what's going on in the country.
What night is barbecue night?
I heard them
talking about that on the Franken show yesterday. what the best barbecue where it is in Iraq. Okay, well, now, in terms of other picks that you have at the Center of American Progress, for American Progress, I do have to talk to you because we are both women and we need to mention this. Did you feel touched? I know that we're both seasoned. We've been watching the politics for a long time. But I have to say, I got a little choked up yesterday watching Nancy Pelosi take the gavel.
I am so glad you said that, Erin.
Yes, I am not sentimental.
I don't do anniversaries. I really don't do that kind of thing. And I thought, okay, great. You know, this is a milestone, yada, 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 I'll watch. You know, this is great, but I'm emotionally detached. I cried. I got completely teared up.
I did, too.
I was so moved.
Yep, I did, too. And when she called, I knew it was a photo op. I mean, there's part of me that goes, this is a photo op. This is a masterly political move. But when she called the children to come up with her.
Oh, I did the same thing.
I just was like, oh.
I know. I rolled my eyes at the beginning and thought, oh, Nancy.
I was like, oh, please.
And then I went, well, actually, that's a great photo. I love that picture.
You know, and they're looking like, wow, we're here. And I just thought, you know, people wonder why people don't want to go into politics anymore, that they become cynical and start making fun of it like we are. But,
right.
But then again, you watch that and you think, maybe there is hope for my country, you know?
Absolutely. There was a sense of majesty to it.
Yep.
There was a sense of excitement that, as long as I've been in Washington, I haven't seen. And
yeah.
It was a very moving thing. And then on top of that, to know what's coming up, especially in the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
I'm a Twitter. I'm all excited about it. I mean, next week alone, they've got some four huge things going down.
Ethics, minimum wage.
9/11 commission
and the fourth
stem cell
research. Absolutely. All very exciting. And I think they're smart to start with this. I really do.
I do, too. I do, too.
Final question, because I know you have to jump, but what did you think of Cindy Sheehan interrupting Rahm Emanuel?
You know, I think that the Sheehan shark may have jumped. I understand that she is frustrated and her point, but I think that those kind of movements, as important as it is to get her point across, I think it just serves to turn off a lot of the American public.
Yep.
And I just think it was the wrong move at the wrong place.
I agree. If she had waited another week or so, or another 2 weeks, or barges in another time, but his opening press conference, when he's responsible for getting her a voice back in Washington,
exactly.
Or partially responsible, shut up and sit down for just a minute.
Yeah,
just a minute.
It stunk of a PR move, and I hate things that are that obvious.
Yeah, and it looked like I need to grab the microphone back because I haven't had a shot lately.
Exactly.
She
makes a good point. However,
absolutely good point.
Not really digging the way she's doing it.
Me either. Well, on that note, I guess we'll just have to agree and wait to be a Twitter in the coming weeks. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm so glad we got
you
to talk,
Erin.
Today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress joins J. Marvin Weekly, so do stand by for her next visit, and hopefully I'll get to talk to her again shortly as well. It's 8:23. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. Let me jump the shark with another. Numbers there. 303-713-7600. Did Cindy Sheehan jump the shark? Is she trying to grab too much publicity? And were you like Christy Harvey and I? Were you absolutely so touched and moved at the sight of Nancy Pelosi taking the gavel yesterday as House?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The way across the Denver area and in and outside the metro area, very, very slow go. So expect at least double travel times, especially if you're anywhere in the Longmont area or anywhere near Founders Parkway. Very tough coming through Castle Rock as well. Weather today, well, a snow advisory. We're expecting up to 8 inches in the metro area, up to 16 in the foothills, with only a high of 26. Tonight, clearing skies, very cold. Right now, light snow, 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's blue list. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's blue list and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the blue list, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760. Denver Metro Real Estate in Littleton reminds all drivers to please slow down and drive carefully this new year, especially around the parks, playgrounds, and schools where the youngsters will be at play. Every time you take to the road, take along the 3 C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and a little common sense. Denver Metro Real Estate at 9847 South Falcon Creek Drive in Littleton is proud to sponsor this message. Contact Denver Metro Real Estate in Littleton or call 720-884-0800 for expert service.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Are credit card bills making your life miserable? Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. In fact, they have helped people just like you wipe out over $15 million in credit card debt.
The best part was they worked with my creditors for me.
Get your credit card statements handy and call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation.
The people at Debt Relief really listened. No one judged me or talked down to me. They just gave me a way out.
Call for your free, no-obligation debt consultation now. 800-914-8727. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could save you thousands of dollars and give you your freedom back. Get an army of debt negotiators on your side. Not available in all states. Call 800-914-8727. That's 800-914-8727.
Best of luck in your surgery and a speedy recovery.
Jay Marvin.
I'm going into the hospital to have gastric bypass done.
Wish you a very speedy recovery.
Best of luck to you.
A successful recovery, too, no doubt about it.
And hope you're back on the air real soon.
Send Jay a Get Well message on AM760.net.
I'll talk to you when I get back.
He's recovering at home and will return soon to AM760. Progressive Talk.
We'll have the best 07.
Yeah.
Thought that they were going to get a free pass from the progressives because they like to pretend like they're progressive. We're not giving them a free pass.
You know, it doesn't help that her voice is not the best to listen to. All right. That was a look. The thing is, Cindy, I agree with a lot of what Cindy Sheehan stands for. She lost a son in Iraq. She has every right to speak up. I applaud it. But to interrupt the man who is responsible for bringing a progressive agenda out of the wilderness and back into Washington, come on, cut it out. As a matter of fact, Rahm Emanuel and Steny Hoyer just took one look and left. I wouldn't cross Rahm Emanuel, though. I mean, I don't know if you guys watch Entourage. Do you watch Entourage, John Turk? Because it's fabulous. It's on HBO.
I don't watch it. I've heard that it's great.
Fabulous. And there's a character on there named Ari Gold, who is played by a magnificent actor whose name I'm blanking on, Jeremy Piven, at the moment. And Jeremy Piven plays Ari Gold to an absolute T. He's based on Ari Emanuel, who is Rahm's brother. And the two of them, apparently, I mean, their family is so competitive. They, like, try to ace each other. I would not cross Rahm Emanuel. Oh, no. But here, beyond all that, beyond all the gossipy stuff, is it a good tactic to use? And the answer is probably not. Because I'm with Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. I think people, when they hear that, go, la, 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 in part because her voice is so... I mean, first of all, her voice, can we just please? But she... It isn't just her vocal quality. It is the fact that she wants to shriek her way out of Iraq at a time when we're going to have to take measured steps. Even John Murtha, who is a patron saint in this regard of talking about the realities on the ground in Iraq and why we need to desperately need to change our policy. You cannot just yank people out of there. You can't do it. If it falls apart, see, here are some of the consequences. Blocking all of the energy coming out of Iraq, Iran, and everywhere else. Well, there are some people who would say, well, that's a great idea. Well, until the economy collapses. I mean, oil is coming down in price in part because nobody's using any oil outside of Colorado because nobody else has snow except maybe Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska. You know, that's about it. Wyoming. Don't mean to leave you guys out in Wyoming. God love you. You drive with your hands and your elbows outside of the car and shotguns in the rack in the back. But we love you anyway. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. And they're progressives in Wyoming, too, believe it or not. 303-713-7600. Love to talk to you about the Cindy Sheehan influence. Should the far left be able to drag the agenda outside the mainstream, or will the mainstream act fast enough for you? And I'm willing to argue both sides here. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J-Mark.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
side at Sheridan. Still dealing with problems on I-76 westbound between Bromley and I-25. Stop and go there. Stop and go traffic as well on the eastbound side of I-70 Sheridan to Brighton, as it is on southbound I-25 from Johnson's Corner to Longmont, and then expect a very long travel time out of the Thornton North Glen area into downtown. Weather today, snow advisory. For today, 2 to 8 inches expected in the metro, a high of 26. Right now, light snow, 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos with their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the front range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the Internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HDTV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come in to Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thanks for the song, John Turk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in and stretching my way into 8:35. If you're stretching, if you're driving, please, please, please be careful. And if you're shoveling snow, please be careful. These three storms may be fun, and it may be great to be snowed in some ways, but I know my nephews are enjoying not going to school in part. But I think one of the things you have to be very careful of is, I think my brother-in-law is in really good shape, but I worry about all the snow shoveling and everything else you all have to do. So get snow blowers if you can afford them, and be careful. It's 303-713-7600. It's like global warming. It's either going to be really, really hot in Colorado, like 98 degrees and tornadoes, or it's going to be really cold and snowy, apparently. Thank you, George W. Bush and El Nino. 303-713-7600. Okay, I pick on Cindy Sheehan for interrupting the press conference of Rahm Emanuel. Come on, let him have his minute in the sun, would you? But on the other hand, she did galvanize anti-war protesting in the country. She helped in many ways call attention to the agonizing position that the families of the dead in Iraq have to deal with. And for that, I am grateful to her. And I'm grateful to every single progressive who are going to hold the liberal and Congress's feet to the fire in terms of what to do about Iraq. But let's face it, don't jump on him too quickly. Do not emulate the right-wing reactionaries who are lining up, queuing up with their insane rants. To wit, one of my favorite right-wing nutheads, and he is a white-wing nuthead, as the Center for American Progress calls him. We're also going to bootleg a quote from the Center for Media Matters. And, you know, Media Matters is great. And I must say that they really called it, with ABC being the worst example of news coverage during 2006, so we'll watch what's going to happen there in 2007. But at MediaMatters.org, they have a great quote from Michael Savage. And he's leading the Savage pack of people who are now going to try to demonize the left. That's what they're going to do. And what they're going to do is the right wing is going to mention Cindy Sheehan more than liberals will. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. The right-wing nuts will use her as the poster girl for crazy liberals who can't wait to be insane about going about Iraq. They will use Barney Frank yesterday. What is he doing? I heard Joe Scarborough, and I couldn't believe it. What was Barney Frank doing in Nancy Pelosi's chair? As if, you know, the congressman from Massachusetts is going to give it cooties. I mean, it's really scary, the homophobia on the right wing, but no one is more scary than Michael Savage. And I believe John Turk has retrieved the soundbite. So just listen to Michael Savage and hear the hatred that the right wing is now going to be throwing at us. And bear in mind, their audiences are still bigger pound for pound. We're growing on them. We're gaining on them. Little by little, progressive talk is trying to take back America, you know, with all the challenges that we face in the marketplace. But, you know, in terms of not people wanting to buy advertising on our radio stations, because they do, it's just getting radio stations to carry us. But in any event, here we go with Michael Savage and his nutcase demonization of homosexualization of the media.
The Pope said last week that homosexuals are destroying themselves. And I want to read you what the Pope said. And if you have a problem with what I'm reading to you, why don't you send it to the Vatican, not to me? Pope Benedict XVI said homosexuals end up destroying themselves. So the church has a duty to speak out on moral issues that affect the very spiritual and physical lives of man. Now, most Americans know this, which is why any time they're allowed to vote against homosexual marriage, which they know to be an abomination and a death service, not a life-giving service, they say no to the death service called homosexual marriage. Now, he didn't write that. I did. God bless Pope Benedict XVI for speaking out on the seminal issue of our time, which is the homosexual dance of death and the homosexualization of the West. There is a direct correlation between the homosexualization of the media, the homosexual mafia that controls virtually everything that you read, everything that you see, everything that you hear, everything that you wear, and the behavior of our boys and girls, and the fact that they will not have children, and they simply want to party until 3 a.m. and spend the money on designer items so they look good, and they have good abs and good butts and good lats and good delts. After all, isn't a good ab better than a good son? Isn't a good butt better than a good daughter? I'll let you figure out how we have descended to the level below that of the apes. Lower than the chimpanzee, my friend, all a result of the demons who rule the media and have ruled the media to the point of extinction.
I mean, it's so hateful. It's scary and funny all at the same time. Where do I begin? Okay, well, first of all, on behalf of apes and chimpanzees everywhere, let me just apologize for Michael Savage. He's a weird humanoid. We don't know where he came from. The guy used to pimp vitamins. You heard me correctly. He used to pimp vitamins, and he has the nerves to go after people who want good abs and good butts and good lats and good delts. Come on! First of all, where do I begin? Okay, homosexualization of the media, the homosexual mafia. Okay, members of the homosexual mafia and media, I really want you to call in 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Just how are you controlling our minds? And, excuse me, I have just look at the people dressed badly in your neighborhood, and you know that somehow good designer sense has not filtered down to some people in my neighborhood. There's a guy who wears plaid pants worse than any that Gerald Ford ever wore. Please, how do you explain Gerald Ford, for example? How do you explain... how do you explain Paris Hilton? Come on, how do you explain anything like this? Is ridiculous. And if you're a young person, do you really just want to party until 3 a.m. and spend your money on designer items so you look good? Do you go to the gym every day so you can have carve your abs and be part of the homosexual agenda? God, man, I must have missed the memo. I mean, I am starting to exercise again. It's new in the year. I'm keeping up with my resolution to exercise every day so far, because frankly, I walk my dog every day three or four times, but I haven't been as good about lifting weights as I should be. So the reality is, hey, you know what? Memo to Michael, I don't think you're very cut either. So apparently you didn't get the memo either. It's just crazy, isn't it? But this is what they're going to do. So, and then you got to wonder. You've got mail, and the White House is reading it. The other thing is, and the outrageous thing about the Bush administration, too, are these stupid signing statements that they make. So no matter what Nancy Pelosi and Rahm Emanuel and Barney Frank and everyone else in the House of Representatives is able to accomplish, no matter how Harry Reid is able to corral his one-vote majority, and Tim Johnson is still recovering in the hospital, Democrat from South Dakota, is it? Yeah, I think so. So how are we going to take our power back? And I would say carefully, and we have to walk quietly and carry a big stick in this regard. I really think so. I don't think, now look, Russell Feingold is going to be the whip. And I think that will really help. I really think it will help. I think the new leadership in the House is going to take us in great directions. But I think we're going to have to give it a little time. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And in the meantime, you know, let's not give the right-wing reactionaries more fodder, you know. But, I mean, gracious, they'll pick on things like Barney Frank sitting in Speaker Pelosi's chair. What the hell is wrong with them? They were dropped on their heads when they were little. They were unloved. I don't know. 303-713-7600. Sheer speculation. But at least when I speculate, I'll tell you. 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. What I can't wait. Stem cell research. Bravo, Diana DeGette. You're going to finally get us what we want in terms of sane scientific policy. Now, will the president veto it? Stay tuned. Talk it up. 303-713-7600. It's open lines. Whatever you want to talk about, fine by me. It's Open Topic Friday. For the rest of the show, it's 8:44. Stand by for progressive traffic catching up on storm activities.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
No let up in the winter driving conditions around the metro area. No let up in the delay. Still have a very bogged down primary roads with accidents that continue to take place and spinoffs. Southbound I-25, going to be a tough ride for you into the downtown area, actually either side of I-70. Still dealing with very slow conditions through the tech center along northbound I-25. In fact, those extend all the way to Founders Parkway, so especially hard hit from there in Douglas County up to County Line Road. Watch out for I-70, multiple slide-off accidents near 225. We also have a problem on southbound Wadsworth, a jackknife semi right over US 36, and northbound 25, a collision involving a police car north of Spear. Weather outlook today, more snow expected with only a high of 26. Tonight, clearing skies, 8 degrees. Right now, light snow, 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Middle East expert Juan Cole explains what's going on in the Middle East. Newsweek senior editor Jonathan Alter explains what's going on in the news this week. And Friday regular Joe Connison, judge of our Peabody Award-winning game show, Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me, makes one of his regular Friday appearances on the show and judges our Peabody Award-winning game show, Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me. Sometimes the world just makes sense. See you next time on Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Attention! Due to the unprecedented back-to-back snowstorms, MedVid has been unable to meet the inventory liquidation goals ordered by company accountants. So the executive committee has unanimously voted to continue the MedVid inventory equalization sale until the end of the week. MedVid has extended and expanded special offers. Trade-in values remain at record high levels, and national financial institutions are ready to approve most credit situations immediately. Both MedVid locations feature the best vehicles for Colorado's extreme weather. Find tremendous savings on 13 brands of snow-fighting pickups, sport utilities, crossovers, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, and 4x4s. With time running out, MedVed must honor its commitments. They've worked 24 hours a day to keep their lots clear of snow. So don't wait. Bring your checkbook and your trade. You will save thousands. Only at MedVed. On the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock. And on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVed Autoplex.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Gene Fuhrer PC reminds parents, take the time to tell your teens that if they're ever at a party where alcohol is served and feel they shouldn't drive, never to endanger themselves or the community. Tell them to ride home with someone who hasn't been drinking or call you to pick them up. This is from Gene Fuhrer, PC, Certified Public Accountants in Centennial. Remember, finding the right accountant doesn't cost, it pays. For a free consultation, call 799-0476. Gene Fuhrer, PC, people who care.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
And this morning's breakfast special is not the Pop-Tarts that that fellow, that sailor's been eating down with the Chilean Navy. Sorry. There was some good news this morning. One of the sailors was rescued from Long Beach, actually. Down on the, that scary Tierra del Fuego kind of area where he got into a storm and got stranded. But the Chilean Navy found him, and apparently he's been subsisting on Pop-Tarts, which my nephews know, if they're listening, is my most hated breakfast food. But then again, I eat weird stuff, and my sister laughed heartily the last time I was on with John Turk, and he made fun of me for my breakfast dining capabilities. Hey, at least this morning I was in the realm of I ate turkey bacon on pita. Mmm.
Now, that's normal. The lox and tuna fish at 4 o'clock in the morning
tuna
is not normal.
4 o'clock and capers with onions. Mmm. Ed in Denver, welcome and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, Aaron. How are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty swell. How are you doing in the snow?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I'm from Alaska, so this is all good to me. Hey, what I want to ask about is I heard you say you got to take kind of baby steps, perhaps, if you're in the new Congress and trying to get anything done. But to me, it seems like one of the most compelling, important issues is reform of the elections. And, you know, there's ethics reform, there's lobbyist reform.
Yeah.
But getting money out of politics, and there's so much gravity there, it's really, maybe it's unrealistic, but
well,
me,
no.
There's got to be some way to reduce the compelling power of money that really controls things, and I'm not sure how you do that. But
I'm not sure either, because it is linked somewhat to speech. You know, although I don't believe corporations are people, by the way, but Tom Hartman rails against that, and I tend to agree with him, a liberal host. But I believe that, you know what, I think that, and I think you heard him in Denver, actually, he was filling in for Franken. But I believe that here's what the problem is. I mean, Pelosi's come up with some really good, I mean, their current legislation is really stiff. It's going to prohibit traveling, taking those corporate jets, taking big money.
Is that stiff, really, though?
Yeah, it is. Compared to what they have been doing, they take a trip every other week on corporate jets, or every other day.
What they have been doing is
they have been,
on
yeah,
the corporate.
They, absolutely, absolutely. But here's the problem. They didn't ban taking money. And I agree with you, but I'm not sure how we do it and pass Supreme Court muster. It's going to take a better legal mind than I have.
That's true, because they fall back on the freedom of speech,
right?
Which apparently money equates speech, and
right.
You know, that to me is that's an argument that
is
transparent, but unfortunately it is hard to argue against the Supreme Court, like you say. Well, it'll fall down.
Well, here's what I would do is I would say, okay, well, then every entity is a single entity. And so, you know, ExxonMobil can only give $2,000. Aaron Hart can only give $2,000. And Ed in Denver can only give $2,000. Then
right.
I would say, okay, if we can all only give, any lobbyist group, fill in the blank, can only give $2,000. But then, you know, they have this bundling feature where, you know, everybody can kind of pool their money. And I don't know whether you can prohibit people from voluntarily coming together to pool their resources either. So,
you mean if you're a company and you want to get a PAC or whatever you want to call it?
Right, exactly.
All those people in that company can get together, pool their money, and it.
Yes.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of tough. And I think if you leave it as. I think the thing to do, perhaps, is say, okay, everybody's a single entity. You can't band together either. You know, we've all got to individually contribute, period, no question marks. I think one thing that's going to help, Ed, that hasn't fully been felt yet in terms of a force, is the effect of individual giving on the Internet. It is revolutionizing in some part. It's nowhere near the dominant wave of fundraising, for example, for non-for-profits on the Internet. I just researched this for a paper I wrote. But every website in America now has, you know, a way that you can press a button and contribute if they're deal with money at all, whether they're not
well, one thing
whether
that concerns
political action committee. No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's very difficult to, I think, enforce whether it was the same one person doing that. If what you want to do is you want
that's
to limit
true.
It to an individual, there's an aspect of technology that. It makes it difficult to ensure that it's really the same person, and then stop that.
If you're contributing from your checking account or from your credit card or from wherever, at least they have a way. A PayPal account, I agree with you, might be a little tougher to trace, but this kind. I mean, I think that grassroots giving the Republicans actually, even more so than sometimes, massive amounts of corporate money. Really built their empire on $5 and $10 contributions from mom and pops in the United States that they scared to death with their crazed direct mail propaganda pieces authored by that genius of Machiavellian electioneering, Karl Rove. So I think we're in the process of a revolution, and there's just going to have to be more shaking out. But I agree with you. The idea that my government can be bought really disturbs me.
Yeah.
And I don't care which side it is.
And the people who are making the rules, lawmakers, is it in their interest to do this? That's the question.
Well, that,
there has to be a tipping point where it is. But right now, the gravity is really against that sort of. They don't have any motivation, let's put it that way.
Well, no, I think the Democrats do have some motivation. It's been pretty dirty in Washington lately, and I do think this is pretty strong ethical reform. Compared to Doc Hastings from up here in Washington going, forget it, I don't want to look. No, Tom DeLay doing something bad? Oh, no, I'm not looking. Oh, somebody else doing something bad? Not looking. Guy taking envelopes of cash in Louisiana? I don't want to be unfair because Democrats do it too. No, I'm not looking. I believe that there should be outside investigations too, and that isn't in the mix either, but I think it may be coming because I think the American people, like you, are fed up with this, and we're going to demand it and insist upon it. I hope so.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to do, because it's one thing to complain about things. It's another thing to actually affect change. And if part of the problem is Washington isn't doing its job, it's up to us to somehow have another route.
Well, and I think the more and more people who vote and participate, the bigger the clout we're going to have, one voter at a time. You know, the reality is not enough people vote, in my mind. If we keep having more and more people vote, believe you me, they'll change. If, you know, if we had a 90% turnout rate and they were afraid of affecting it, here's the other thing that I think might be interesting to see, and I don't know whether it's legal or possible, but I would love to see, if they have to have a blind trust once they're in office, why don't they have blind contribution campaign war chests? In other words, you can know loosely who is, you know, sort of contributing to you, but you cannot know specific amounts. That, to me, would be cool. Because if you didn't know somebody had just given you $500,000, you might not be so quick to suck up to them. I don't know. There'd probably be a way they'd figure it out. But it's still, yeah. I don't know. I just wish there were a way. Because, you know, trying to put myself into politics, wouldn't it be hard for you to turn somebody down if they'd given your, you know, campaign $500,000?
Yeah, usually if I was ever in a situation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ed. Have a great day. Drive safely.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let me just mention a story that is in the Denver Post from yesterday. State and federal election officials have reassured us that voting is safe. Uh-huh. Even though Greenwood Village-based Cyber Inc. is one of three U.S. companies that can't even pass federal standards. They say it's not shoddy work. It's about shifting government standards. Yeah, right. 303-713-7600. Who do you believe? Coming up.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Top three reasons I'm replacing my lights. Number three, I want them to say me, not every other home in my neighborhood. Number two, I could use a little more drama at home, and I can turn it on and off whenever I please. And my number one reason, now I can have lights that are easy on the eyes and the budget.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 25% off select in-stock lighting and ceiling fans. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through January 31st in U.S. only. See store for details.
Travelocity presents the Cruise Super Sale. Every cruise line and every destination is on sale now.
Bon voyage!
Get a great deal plus shipboard credits, stateroom upgrades, and more.
Don't you just love upgrades?
The Travelocity Cruise Super Sale. On now, but only for a limited time.
So let's cruise, baby.
Visit Travelocity.com/supersale or AOL keyword cruise for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. A change for the nation's top spy guy. President Bush is shifting National Intelligence Director John Negroponte to the number two job at the State Department. This move comes as Mr. Bush nears final decisions on a new Iraq strategy.
John Negroponte's broad experience, sound judgment and expertise on Iraq and in the war on terror make him a superb choice.
The president's also nominating veteran intel hand, retired Admiral Mike McConnell, to replace Negroponte. McConnell points to major intelligence challenges.
The threats of today and the future are moving at increasing speeds, and they cross organizational and geographic boundaries.
McConnell, former director of the National Security Agency. This is just the start of a major shuffle for the Bush diplomatic and military team. The Pentagon is soon set to announce the president's plan to replace two top Iraq war commanders, Generals John Abizaid and George Casey. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick.
Well, every year, dozens of people die from carbon monoxide poisoning related to portable generators. Now, says Patty Davis of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, every new generator sold in this country will have to carry a warning label.
What that label states is that using a generator indoors can kill you in a matter of minutes.
And the label will make the point that one generator can produce as much carbon monoxide as hundreds of cars. In Britain, there's a high-flying new move to cut the amount of CO2 pumped into the atmosphere. CBS News reporter Vicky Barker has more from London.
Fly round trip from New York to London and you'll generate roughly the same level of carbon emissions the average European does heating their home for a
year. So Britain wants airlines, including U.S. airlines, folded into European plans to restrict carbon emissions. Environment Minister Ian Pearson's apparent outburst seems to be warning carriers to cut back voluntarily or face new legislation forcing them to. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A wild and windy morning in Southern California.
Just whipped up. I mean, the trees are just moving back and forth. It's pretty incredible.
Leah Goodman lives in L.A. Trees have toppled and power has been cut to thousands of customers. Some gusts overnight were clocked as high as 83 miles an hour. Time to pick up the pieces in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, where tornadoes ripped through yesterday, leaving two people dead and 15 others injured. Stephen Bruno and his pregnant girlfriend were in their trailer when a twister lifted it off its foundations.
The whole trailer started shaking, water started pouring in, and we just kind of huddled together, the three of us, and took that ride.
December turned out to be a solid month for job seekers. The Labor Department says payrolls fattened by a healthy 167,000, while the unemployment rate held at 4.5%.
A lot of jobs out there. People are finding them, and things are, by historical standards, extremely strong in the labor market.
So is worker pay. Average hourly wages jumped 0.5%. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 55. This is CBS News.
Ace Hardware store owners know it takes passion, vision, and hard work to run an Ace store. Right now, aspiring entrepreneurs can compete to see if they've got the right business skills and ambition to own and operate their very own Ace store in the Dream Ace Contest. If you have what it takes to be an Ace owner, enter at DreamAceHardware.com by January 31st. No purchase needed. Eligible permanent legal residents of 50 USDC at least 21 may enter throughout January after reading full rules at DreamAceHardware.com, including info on Ace retailers' ongoing financial, store rental, and other obligations. Void or prohibited. Sponsor Ace Hardware Corp.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again for the third Friday in a row. The morning commute, a nightmare as this weird winter weather continues.
Well, I think we better just store this in our memory banks because this isn't the kind of weather we get very often in midwinter here along the Front Range.
Well, CSU weather wizard Nolan Duskin, blowing snow advisory continues till 2 this afternoon. Icy roads all over the place causing plenty of headaches. Aches across the metro area, spin outs all over, but this guy coming down I-25 north of Denver says he hasn't seen that many.
Only two so far. Everybody, I think, is pretty well terrified.
Sure are. Also serious problems in Boulder and on the Boulder Turnpike, where apparently they got caught with their plows down and have been playing catch-up all morning. This third winter weather system in 3 weeks expected to bring up to 20 inches of snow to the central mountains.
You're heading into the high country. Be aware that we have blowing snow up there, lowered visibility periodically. Once you clear the Denver area, all the way through Georgetown to the Eisenhower Tunnel and beyond. It's going to be a grinder.
It's also expected to dump 8 to 10 inches of snow here in the Denver area. In some places, it's forced cancellations of schools and businesses.
You know, I haven't left the house and you can't see real good. In fact, I was just leaving to go to work when they called and said they were going to do a two-hour delay.
School districts all over have been canceled or delayed classes today due to the bad weather. Snow and blowing and snow advisory covering cities including Denver, Aurora, Littleton, Parker, plus, of course, DIA.
Crews have been working for the last couple hours with large snow removal equipment, brooms we call them, as well as the snow plows to keep the airfield operational.
So far, no reports of flight delays out of the plain place. Forecasters say this shouldn't bring much snow to the blizzard-ravaged southeastern plains, but there will be plenty of wind. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, not a lot of relief in sight as we wrap up the commute. Of course, this storm not packing the punch of the last two, but we've got a lot more vehicles out on the road, so that's still making for a very hazardous and jammed-up drive. Have a couple of problems on the Boulder Turnpike westbound near Pecos, a wreck there. Also had a wreck southbound Wadsworth over the turnpike. That's a jackknife semi. And, of course, the eastbound lane still dragging back to Sheridan. Northbound 25 north of Spear, we've had yet another police officer involved in a crash with injuries. Hughes. It's at the end of the ramp, and that is really bogging down traffic on that northbound side through downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Call ahead to check for possible flight delays. Weather outlook today, snow and blowing snow.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
We're going to get a free pass from the progressives because they like to pretend like they're progressive. We're not giving them a free pass.
Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's 303-713-7600. It's 9:08. That was the voice of Cindy Sheehan interrupting the news conference call by Steny Hoyer and Rahm Emanuel yesterday. They just left her the microphone and will hold a press conference on another time. I don't blame them. They have an agenda they want to talk about. It involves, they're concentrating on the four accomplishable, immediately accomplishable goals that will be possible in the new Congress, which is getting the minimum wage taken care of, ethical reform badly needed, stem cell research. I mean, there are other concerns. There's so many concerns that have built up in this administration's craziness that we may have to take our time. I'm not saying baby steps, but I am saying give it more than one day. It's 9:08. I'm Erin Hart. It's 303-713-7600. Love to talk to you about the progressive influence on it. Front page of the papers today, we can talk about anything you'd like. It is open lines. Both the Post and the News are carrying stories about the home sales slump. My family's in real estate, and I can feel it. But sell. So that's what we say in the family. Sell when properties are up. 909-303-713-7600. I hope you're doing well in all of this snow as well. Do stay tuned. Go to am760.net for all the latest information on any closures that may be happening. The blowing snow advisory does exist until 6 p.m. tonight. Gina Michaels will be bringing us updates as we progress through the show this morning. Once again, I'm Erin Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show, and we're talking about the Cindy Sheehan effect. I think she jumped in too early, quite frankly. And I've also heard other things about her that give me pause in terms of how willing she is, say, to share a microphone, for example, with other families who have lost children. 303-713-7600. And I don't mean to be catty, but I do think strategically there is a time and a place. And give them time to blow you off formally. This is a new Congress. I know you're trying to strike a blow. I believe in her right to speak up. I'm not trying to necessarily censure her, but I don't believe it did the progressive cause any good. That's what I'm worried about. 303-713-7600. It's 9:10 in the morning. Marcella, thank you for waiting. Welcome to the J. Marvin Show.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. Yes, I am. Sorry, I had to cough. I didn't figure you wanted to hear that in your head.
I'm wondering if there's any way we can change our Bitches for Hillary button so it'll work.
Oh, my goodness. Bitches for Hillary. I haven't thought of that in so long. That is so great.
I still got mine, but I don't dare wear it on the street. I thought about putting a black cross, a line across it, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you come up with an idea, I'll be listening.
All right, I will. Actually, it was a woman named, was it Elaine who came up with Bitches for Hillary?
No, it was me.
It was you! How silly of me, Marcella. I'm sorry I confused. Why did I think your name was Elaine?
I don't know.
It was you.
That's right, because we stole it from you. Well, we didn't steal from
no,
you.
No, I didn't
with
have it. I couldn't
permission.
Figure out any way that it could be marketed. And so, you know, giving them away was a good idea.
It was a good idea. And you know what? People write me every now and again and say they still have them. And they were selling at Democratic conventions for like $5 a throw
last
time.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm telling you.
I'm famous.
And if she runs for office, Marcella, and I'm sorry, Marcella, forgive me. I should have.
Michael Moore was here one time for a signing and gave him one.
Yeah.
And he was excited because you know how he is about Hillary, or was. I don't know how he
now,
is
see,
about
now
him.
That I'm hearing your voice, I recognize it. I am so sorry for boggling your name.
Well,
I made you Elaine when you're Marcella.
Well, I had was going to say something about the first thing about Cindy, and then I also was interested in the second one. So I'll be brief. Can you get Democracy Now? Do you ever watch it or listen to it?
I do upon occasion.
Okay, well, please try to see it today because she was on for quite a while and answered it. And I agree to some extent that it was kind of foolish to do it today. But her point was that what she was trying to get through to them is that we need to stop the funding of the war or we're not going to be able to do any of these programs because they're... You know, the Democrats are saying they are not going to increase taxes, but I don't know how we're ever going to get out of that hole without it. But anyway, and I certainly don't want to see it because I'm living on a bare
bones. I think they're going to, yeah, and I'm living bare bones too because, you know, I'm back at school and stuff. But I agree, but I think what they're trying to do, and I could be wrong, but I think what they're trying to do is take the steps necessary. Because, see, one of the things the Bush administration did that's so evil is they made this an emergency supplemental.
Well, I know.
So it's never been in the budget. So one of the first things they're going to try to do is drag it into the budget, which will cause havoc, but should.
Yeah. Well, my second, the caller that you had after that was talking about the money in elections. And... what I would like to see them push, and I hope Dennis Kucinich can do it, is getting instant runoff voting, because that would wring all that money out, and you wouldn't have to identify anybody about money, because it's all going to be publicly funded. Later you were talking about getting more people to vote. Well, they found every place that all the countries where they have instant runoff voting or proportional voting, the number of people who vote goes up 35%.
Do you want to change to a parliamentary system then?
No. We wouldn't have to change to parliamentary with instant runoff voting, but proportional could be in a situation where you have several people. Well, they'd have, for instance, if they put two Senate districts together and you had four senators to vote for, you could vote for all four of them. They could all stand for different groups. And you would, and they would be, you know, you'd have maybe eight running. You would get four, and you'd have an independent. I mean, with proportional voting, it's when you have, it's a little different situation than we have with president.
Right.
But
I understand.
If we had instant runoff with president, we could vote for Ralph Nader or, you know, some of these people who are so considered so far outside the mainstream. And what that would do is it would show how much. People really would like to see a more, you know, liberal or whichever direction.
Marcella, I think you and I are probably more liberal than the rest of the country. I think that's probably, and you're probably more liberal than I am, Marcella. I know you are. So I know. The thing is, I was tempered a bit by my Republican parent. I don't know. Anyway, but I think. I think that, you know, most people are more in the middle like me. I mean, I don't mean to be exclusionary, though. I don't. I really don't think
I just think that the Democrats don't get that. I keep saying if they would speak to their 40% that aren't voting, which are mostly people who, you know, are disenfranchised one way or another. I mean, this is a group that we're really missing.
Well, you're the one who thought of the bitches for Hillary button, so you're definitely brilliant. I'm listening.
No. But I'm doing a lot of reading, and I keep coming back to this. I really think that's true.
Are you going to become a bitch for Hillary if she runs in 2008, or are you mad at her?
I don't think so.
That's the black armband thing.
She's too far to the right for me.
Yeah, she's too far to the right for me, too. And you know, I'm further to the right than you are. So, you know, you know who my dream ticket is?
Who?
Al Gore and Barack Obama, or Al Gore and John Edwards.
I like Edwards, but I still would. I would love to be able to see Kucinich and everybody. Well, I can't win. You know, unfortunately, the guy, and I see, somebody said, well, he lost last time. And then somebody brought up Gore and Kerry.
I don't think that way.
Well, they could run again. And I'm thinking, well, why can't Kucinich run again then?
Yes, but I don't think Kucinich can win either.
I don't think so, but I'm sure going to help him push people.
All right. Good for you. Push back, America. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Marcel. And
fun
thanks
to hear
always.
From you again.
Yes, fun to hear from you, too. I appreciate your Bitches for Hillary button. It has always been one of my favorites. Even if I confused you a little bit. It's 303-713-7600. Isn't that weird the way your memory does that? I don't know. J. Marvin is not my name, but I am Aaron Hart. At least I think I'm Aaron Hart so far anyway. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is Marcella more right or I? I don't know. Are you further to the left than I am? Are you more to the right? I think America is waiting to see some moderation. I think they're also waiting to see some cooperation, but just enough. And I think we also want certain things, and we'll talk about what we want coming up.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437. 222-1437.
Call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk, and it's the Jay Marvin Show. He is recuperating at home. We wish him well and a speedy recovery. It's 303, not that I don't enjoy filling in, and I hope to get to fill in next week. It's 303-713-7600. Bob, thank you. Bob S. in Littleton just sent an email saying, for a great start on a proposal for publicly funded elections, for just $6, see just $6, that's a six number, by the way, .org, and I'm going to link up to that. It would take the big money out of politics. It would be a pool of potential candidates who would also greatly increase. Cindy Sheehan or any of us could run for office if we were to go to publicly funded elections, and I'm going to access that link right now and tell you all about it coming up while we talk to Ken in Leadville. Hi, Ken. Welcome and good morning.
Good morning.
How are things up in one of my favorite towns?
Oh, just about 2 inches deep.
Really? That's it? 2 inches?
That's it. I mean, yeah. It's blowing and cold, but, you know,
yeah.
That's about it.
Well, it's always blowing and cold in Leadville.
Yeah, like
even in the summertime.
Yeah. Hey, I was listening to you about the campaign contributions, and, well, listening to everybody, you know, and it seems that they want to legislate integrity. And we don't need more legislation. I mean, Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, we got so much now we can't keep track of it, you know? And it doesn't matter anyways. If somebody's going to be dishonest, they're going to be dishonest whether there's a law or not, you know?
Possibly, but I'm looking at the good people who would hesitate. I mean, I think it would take a stone-cold saint to be able to look at somebody who just gave your huge campaign donation to your reelection.
Oh, no.
And you turn them down for a meeting in your office? I just don't think that's going to happen.
No. Well, why can't you say no in the first place?
Well, that's
you
the problem.
Know what they're after.
Do you know how much money it costs to run for office? That's one of our problems. Is
absolutely.
That it costs huge. I mean, I don't understand because we own the airwaves, right? Technically speaking, we lease it. I know this is heresy to say on radio, but what the hell? You know, it's just, I don't understand why we can't have a pot where people contribute. Now, I'm really interested in this link that was just sent to me, just6dollars.org. The honorary chairs are Bill Bradley of New Jersey, Bob Kerry of Nebraska, Warren Rudman of New Hampshire, and Alan Simpson of Wyoming. And what they want to do is build a nonpartisan grassroots movement who want voluntary public funding and want Congress to act now. It's already working, they say, in Arizona and Maine. It was just passed in Connecticut. I say let's get busy. I like this idea. I am going to keep this email and have them as a guest, especially if I fill in next week.
Yeah,
John, just to let you know.
That's not a bad idea.
No, I think this is a great idea.
I'm still on the thing that if we had more guidelines, we're losing more of our freedoms the more legislation we have.
Well, I think we've got bigger problems in terms of legislating morality. I agree with you, can be difficult, but I do believe that we have eroded so many of our freedoms. I mean, I read this article. Have you read about Jose Padilla and his plight at all?
No.
There's a series, I think in today's New York Times is the second part of the series. I haven't had a chance to read the article. But when you read the beginning, I mean, no matter how you feel, the guy has had a checkered past. He certainly may have been up to something. But they have held him for years without proper legal representation. They have tortured him.
Right.
I mean, it is, they can't even prosecute him on the charges that they originally think he was because they violated the law then. And this president really does think that he is supremely entitled to break the law, never get a warrant. I mean, it's stunning what they have gotten away with. And I think that is more important in some ways.
Absolutely.
Than anything
sense of
else.
Honor,
I mean,
and integrity. In this
well, if we don't have habeas corpus, if we don't have the basic freedoms that have stood by our sides legally since the Magna Carta, for God's sake, then we're in trouble. You know, we're in serious trouble.
Absolutely.
So
it's those basic rights that were there before the Constitution was even written. In fact, the Constitution was based on.
Oh, I know, and it becomes confusing because you're just not sure where to begin. And so I have a lot of empathy with the Cindy Sheehan running up to do a guerrilla thing. But on the other hand, because, I mean, she lost her son, you know.
Right.
But I also happen to know from certain sources up here in the anti-war movement that she doesn't necessarily play well with others. So
yeah. I
also have...
But we need those people to wake us up.
I know we do. I know we do.
We need everybody like that. You know, not everybody's going to be like that.
No, I know.
Be like that.
I do know.
But
so on the
one
bottom...
One or two is great.
Yes, exactly. As long as they don't drown out the message, which it is going to take us a while to clear the mess that has been made.
Mm-hmm.
They have caused a huge and enormous mess. And I think with the country being in the middle, more in the middle, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the country really isn't in the middle. But I think those who vote are in the middle, and I think we're going to have to bring them along, just like we had to wait for them to finally realize there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They lied to you.
Right.
You know? Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Be well. Steve in Centennial, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, what you were just talking about now about habeas corpus and those things are exactly why people like Cindy Sheehan need to be stepping up, because those issues are not on the DNC agenda. Rahm Emanuel is not going to fight to return a habeas corpus to us. Rahm Emanuel is not going to fight to stop the NSA from spying on us or George Bush from opening our mail. Those are progressive issues, and I'll give them their 100 days, but on 100 hours, but on hour 101, they got to be paying attention to those issues because those are the most important.
Well, I think they're going to do it, but I think they're going to see. You and I are pretty aware, Steve, of what has been going on. The country at large, I'm not sure so much. They're very uneasy about what's going on in Iraq, and that's the reason they threw out the Republicans. Iraq was the major reason, let's face it. So what we're going to have to do in terms of this is slow and easy gets her done. Sometimes I know it's easy. I mean, I come from the Mother Jones school of activism. You know, I'm for pray for the dead, fight like hell for the living.
Right.
So I understand what you're talking about. But on the other hand, you know, Congress is a slow moving body. The Republicans basically didn't do very much at all.
Right.
The executive is going to work very hard to try to put a straitjacket around the Democrats. They are also, every single right-wing conservative in this country is going to be pounding the American people with lies and distortions. So they are going, first of all, one of the best things that could happen is if they limit the amount of investigations, take the best possible people to head them up, and put them on television and let it permeate the nightly news every single night for weeks. Because the drip of that will make the behemoth move. And so people will be able to go for the reformations that need to be conducted and to maybe dry up the funding in Iraq. But those are going to cause... A lot of people who have people in the military are worried because they're already underprotected over there. So if we draw, you know, the thing to do is to get accountability, to track where the money is going and quit siphoning off so much to Halliburton and siphon it off to more counterinsurgency programs that will allow us to train the Iraqis and get the heck out of there and let them take back their country.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. But, you know, I think this was a progressive populist win in November. I think actually America is not as far right as some people think it is.
You know,
I think it's a lot closer to progressive left than it is to radical right.
And I think it was an independent win. I think it was the independents chiming in with the Democrats. So it'll be interesting. We'll throw that question out too, Steve, and see who people most agree with. Thank you very much for your thought-provoking call. I really appreciate it. 9:30 it is in the morning, 303-713-7600. Was it a populist progressive win in the United States, or was it more of an independent, we're fed up with incompetence and unethical behavior? Interesting question, probably a little bit of both. So where are we headed now? Let's talk. 303-713-7600. I'm filling in on the J. Marvin Show on this Friday morning, snowy, cold. Stand by.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at ei2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence. EI2025.org.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Snakes on a Plane starring Samuel L. Jackson, The Covenant, and Love's Abiding Joy. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 28th Street in Boulder.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Of the year. See the world's largest indoor wakeboard slider. Discount tickets on sale now at all King Supers. The Denver Boat Show. Visit DenverBoatShow.com.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary saw palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Talking off the air, and if I were a Republican, I would vote for Rudolph Giuliani over John McCain any day of the week. 303-713-7600. We were talking about how most people come from a varied political background. Most people aren't as doctrinaire as, say, I am, progressive and liberal all my life. But I'm not as liberal as some. And the reality is, I knew there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. I knew it was absolute folly to go in there. I was for going into Afghanistan, which many of my peace activist friends think I was out of my mind. I think we could handle it badly. I think we're not dealing with the narco problems there now. It's just so sad. It really is. We had such an opportunity in Afghanistan, and we blew it. We've blown it. Bush has blown it. I'm not taking credit for that jerk. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. But thank goodness I live in a country where I can call the president a jerk. Jeff in Evergreen, welcome.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I am well. Jeff, and you?
Oh, 6 inches, 22 degrees, 30-mile-an-hour winds up here.
30-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, it's blowing sideways right now.
Oh, I love that, especially when you're outside and it stings you in the face.
I'm going outside.
I wouldn't go outside either. That's what I'm saying. No.
I really like the idea of Gore Obama, and if not, Edwards Obama.
Yeah.
But that's not the reason I called. I called about the minimum wage.
Okay.
And I'm a bit worried about it. Not that I'm against raising the minimum wage, but I've been checking all the literature I can on the proposition that the Democrats are going to put forward on it. And unless they adjust the definition and threshold of poverty, a lot of people will lose benefits. For example, if right now, minimum wage gets you, what, $10,000, which is the poverty line. So you qualify for food stamps. And you qualify for food stamps up to 130% of poverty. You go up to $15,000, which is about what the new minimum wage will give you. You can't get food stamps. If you're a family of three, and you've got one person making the minimum wage of $7.25 and another person making $7.50, they'll lose WIC. They're going to lose reduced price on school lunches and school breakfasts. It could impact on Section 8 housing. You know, it could impact on all of these benefits. Now, my concern is that it's going to cause a lot of disjuncture. At $4,000 that you're going to get, you don't get all at once. You get in little tiny bits. And I'm worried that the Congress is going to define the minimum wage, but the executive branch is going to define eligibility for programs.
That's a very good point. I would think that if they're going to throw a huge amount of people into abject poverty, though, they'd want to rethink that. But then again, these are the right-wing Republicans. Those are all very good points and things to monitor. And I hope that you're wrong, that it doesn't lead to... I mean, in one way, they'll be getting $4,000 to $5,000 more a year, but the problem is, I agree with you. Now, the reality is up here in Washington that I think we have the highest minimum wage in the country, if not Oregon, and we're like it. I think we just went up to $7.70-something. All this talk that it dislocates people and there are no jobs and everybody, you know, is thrown out of work and there are no more small businesses, that's belied by the case up here. That's an absolute falsehood.
I agree.
But our state is struggling to keep up with the number of people who need health care and help and supplemental income in terms of helping them make their way through the maze of government services. So, and government shoring up some of the things that look, and who can live on $10,000 a year or $15,000 a year with a family of four? That's pretty scary, I would think.
Right, and the disjuncture, especially for people. Most of these programs are so opaque in terms of how you qualify.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, getting food stamps is a 22-page application.
Well, now, do you know this because you've been through it, or do you know it because you've worked in it?
I've worked in it and just completed a study here in Colorado in terms of income, food, and eligibility for support programs.
Well, and people are hungrier in Colorado. Didn't I read that Colorado has one of the biggest hunger problems in the country?
Not really. Our food insecurity total runs at 11.3%, although in one county we found it up around 19. Mm. But actual hunger is about 5%. It's about the same as the rest of the country. But, you know, we're doing better than parts of Kansas and parts of Utah.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm glad you raised these questions. We'll all keep a better eye out on what the Democrats will be putting through and what the ramifications will be via the federal government. Thanks, Jeff and Evergreen, for educating us.
Sure, just one thing.
Yep.
The person who's riding herd on this is Jan Schakowsky.
Okay.
From Illinois. And I've just been going through all her stuff. She had a post on HuffPo this morning and doesn't consider any of this. And I think that anybody who's interested, get on HuffPo and send her a comment.
HuffPost, Huffington Post, you mean, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. Jan Schakowsky, keep an eye on her and what she is doing. Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate it. Janice in Denver, welcome, and thank you for... Oh, Jeannie, I'm sorry. And I can't read my own handwriting. Jamie. Gosh.
Yes.
My handwriting and my hearing. Sorry. Go ahead.
No problem at all. I just wanted to take issue with the caller before the last caller, who was talking about Rahm Emanuel and the DNC and how they're not planning on doing anything. First of all, I think we need to recognize that Rahm Emanuel is the head of the DCC.
Right.
And he's separate from the DNC.
I know, but they want to, you know, believe that everybody's a right-wing reactionary in the Democratic Party, which is ridiculous on its face.
And that's what I, Aaron, you just took the words out of my mouth. That's
Sorry.
The thing I'm so upset about. Oh,
I
please.
Know.
That's
Go
what
ahead.
I'm so tired of these people who are just sort of anti-government, with whichever side they're on. If they're,
right.
You know, that guy's on my side. But to say that nobody has the best interests of the people at heart is just so depressing and so wrong.
Do you know what he said the first thing after the election? One of the first things he said was, he goes, what happened to all my women? In other words, he was rooting. Women didn't do as well in the House as they should have. But they did well in the Senate. We've got 16 now. Count them, 16, even though we're more than half of the population. But, you know, he was worried. He actually thought about that almost instantly. He was looking over and saying, what could I have done better about getting more women elected to office?
You're
That's my
Rahm
kind of guy. Yes,
Rahm
Emanuel said that.
Well, and, you know,
right after
saying,
the election.
Right. And this guy saying that the Democrats aren't planning on doing anything about habeas corpus, that's just plain wrong. Senator Leahy has been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks. That's the first thing he's planning on doing.
Absolutely.
So, this idea of, well, we're all just screwed, so we might as well just hang it up right now, and the sort of the competition between Democrats and populists and progressives versus liberals, what's with all the labels? Why is that necessary? We all have the same goal, and the goal is to make sure that people can have an American life and have an American dream of being able to be in the middle class and have health care and have education and all of those things. And we need to give our elected officials the opportunity to do that. They're not even, they just got sworn in yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's
people
like,
are saying they haven't done anything yet.
You know, and the whole thing with Cindy Sheehan trying to shout down Rahm Emanuel. It's like, excuse me. He's been pretty effective at changing the composition of Congress. I would like to listen to him, please, before you go screaming over him. And you know, I just feel like, and I agree, I have a lot of empathy for her. I hate the war, too. But, you know, I'm with you. I think people's concerns are they want to believe in the American dream again. They want to believe in the restoration of the middle class, which has taken huge hits. They want to believe. I mean, I hope Home Depot and slapping the stockholders, slapping him upside the head, continues all across, you know, stockholders of America unite, get these huge, horrible, big payments they're getting out of our systems.
Absolutely.
You know, get some reformation done. But it's going to take time, and I agree with you so much. It's like, why start screaming right from the beginning? Can we just wait?
And it just makes us look like idiots.
Well,
you know, it just makes us look like, well, we can't satisfy those people anyway. And the truth of the matter with the war is that the Congress doesn't have a lot to do about it. All they can do is refuse to budget or to fund it, and then where are you?
Well,
you know,
and
they're really caught between a rock and a hard place.
They
here.
Truly are. They absolutely are. And the president, I think, is evil to go about instead of de-escalating. Instead of he's going to escalate this war, make it a bigger mess. And John McCain. You know, John McCain said, well, I stand up for the American people and what I believe. Well, good luck, John, because this is going to torpedo your run for president.
Well, and I don't know who he stands up for anymore. You know, I mean,
I don't
used
either.
To really like him and thought, oh, he's one Republican I could actually vote for.
That's not me.
Just as bad, if not worse, now. I mean, he is not a straight talker.
No.
He's not a maverick. He's just out for himself and power, and that's just, you know, craziness.
Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate your rant, Jamie. Thank you very much.
I just want to tell you, I really love when you're on. So
thank you
so much.
Thank you. I like being on, too. Thank you very much. I love working. 9:45, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Jamie has been heard from. We have John in Laramie coming up next. At least I hope that's John. My handwriting, when I write fast, is funny. I know. Thank you, John Turk, back in the studio. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We wish him a speedy recovery. Do go to am760.net and send him a goodwill missive. And stand by for Gina Michaels, who's coming up.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's National toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet Academy of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers, offering world-class ballet training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Located just two blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. Visit nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
It'll just make sense. See you next time on Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Attention. Due to the unprecedented back-to-back snowstorms, MedVid has been unable to meet the inventory liquidation goals ordered by company accountants. So the executive committee has unanimously voted to continue the MedVid inventory equalization sale until the end of the week. MedVid has extended and expanded special offers. Trade-in values remain at record high levels, and national financial institutions are ready to approve most credit situations immediately. Both MedVid locations feature the best vehicles for Colorado's extreme weather. Find tremendous savings on 13 brands of snow-fighting pickups, sport utilities, crossovers, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, and 4x4s. With time running out, MedVid must honor its commitments. They've worked 24 hours a day to keep their lots clear of snow. So don't wait. Bring your checkbook and your trade. You will save thousands. Only at MedVid. On the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVid Autoplex.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
One thing I was looking for was will, you know, to determine whether or not he has the will necessary to do the hard work to protect his people. And I told him, I said, that you show the will, we will help you.
Oh, theirs is out. They didn't have any will. It was the Iraqis' fault. They didn't have any will. You didn't check it out, did it? Bush is so bad. Isn't he bad? They don't have the will. Only an idiot like him would talk like that, really. I mean, serious. So awful. He really, really is awful. And no wonder, I mean, Maliki's going like, can I get out of this job now? Can I please get out? I mean, you know he has death threats every single day. Here's the other factor to remember as they're going to escalate troops. And remember this. 60% of the people who are shot in Iraq are, you know, 60% of the danger hits U.S. citizens. So, you know, I'm not trying to make it, who cares whether it's us or them, but more and more people are getting killed in part because of our stupid policies. So we have to figure out a way to get out of this quagmire now. And I know it's going to take some time. It's going to take more time than I want it to take, quite frankly. But I also know that it is going to be better for our country in the long run. 303-713-7600. By the way, San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom had a great quote, too. We look forward to the rest of the country appreciating the real San Francisco values of diversity and a city of dreamers. Well, you can only exploit the gay community so much. Take that, Michael Savage. That was my parenthetical remark about Savage. They're going to see there's so much more to San Francisco. And to Baltimore, too, because that is where, by the way, wouldn't you love to go? I happen to know Carol King slightly, and wouldn't it be great to go to a party with Carol King, Tony Bennett, Wycliffe Jean, and others? Whoa! That would be so much fun. It's 303-713-7600. We have a few more minutes. I'd love to talk to you. Here is John in Laramie, Wyoming. How's it going in Laramie? Hi. Pretty cold? How are your cows?
It's colder than anything here, and I got 2 inches of miserable snow, and it's Laramie, Wyoming, so, but at least the wind isn't blowing.
Well, the wind isn't blowing in Wyoming?
I know, it's very
odd.
Wait a minute.
Run out the window. Is there a star in the, what's happening?
Maybe this is Kansas.
I think you've been blown to Kansas, dude. It can't be.
Well, the reason I called is somebody said something good about the human race, and I just can't stand that. It drives me crazy. I mean, the one thing I've learned from Bush, I think, thoroughly, is that I have divided, without doing any surveys or anything, the human race is divided into crooks, that would be Bush, suckers, people who believe in him, and then everybody else is just a lazy coward.
Whoa! I'm neither lazy nor a coward, damn it.
Oh, don't be so sure.
there are
a few heroes, but they just are an exception to the rule.
Well, I got to say, and if you want to have somebody catch you when you're falling out of a window, you fall on subway tracks, move to New York City.
Right.
There they just help you without thinking about it. Particularly, they may shove you on the way to do it, but, you know, they'll catch you if you fall out a window, which is pretty cool to know.
Yeah, but like a lot of heroes, the next day he said, oh, my God, why did they do that?
Yeah, I know. I love that, though.
An honest guy.
I know. It's like an honest guy. I also love it that he was like, apparently he was on Letterman, and he was saved the guy on the subway tracks, and he was laying on him, and he said, excuse me, sir, I know you don't know me, but and meanwhile, you know, a subway's going over his head.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me, I know you don't know me, but really, seriously, lie still now.
Yeah, well, he was really testing.
Yeah.
He was lucky.
So I don't put him in coward and liar either. So what are
no,
you
no,
you're
but
in the coward?
I'm sure that once he was done being heroic,
he went back to being a coward.
He went back
lazy?
To be a lazy coward like
now,
everybody
wait,
else.
Oh, wait a second.
Because he didn't go. He didn't do anything about Bush. He didn't do, you know.
Well, now I've been yelling at Bush for years now, I would not call myself lazy or a coward. I really wouldn't.
I'm brave when I go out and do signing every day,
right?
Saying terrible things about Bush, and during that period, everybody thinks I'm brave, but I started doing it mainly because I was really mad. And
I agree with you that we have a multiple motives, perhaps. And I agree with you that not all of them are from the better angels of our nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether I can look at my fellow humans that badly.
Oh, it's easy. And in fact, it's a relief. You don't expect much of them.
Oh, you sound like Harry Reid. Harry Reid was so funny. He was like, they asked him the other day, he goes, oh, I'm a pessimist. I don't believe anything good is ever going to happen. That way, if anything does, I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah. Well, you know that guy, the guy that called and said, well, everybody should just be honorable.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my theory is that first, there isn't any honorableness, really. So all you've got is big crooks and little crooks.
Oh, great.
So if you have public financing of campaigns, you get rid of the big crooks, but you're always going to have some little crooks in there somewhere.
Better little crooks, I'm thinking.
Right. That's the way I think. You got to chisel and gouge. Get it down to a manageable, felonious level and not, you know, not fatal like it is now.
Oh, man. Whoa, talking to you is, I mean, it's, I think it's very honest, but I'm not sure it's very uplifting. I mean.
Oh, it's really fun. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are right-wingers, and I have left-wingers, too, and I'm in conflict with them all the time, and it's a lot of fun.
You're just contrary.
Well, the liberals are always, they always have this feeling that people are redeemable.
Right.
You know, if you educate people, they'll get better.
Yeah.
I've seen no signs of that at all.
Oh, come on now. You don't think it's going to be better having... Okay, so Nancy Pelosi, what group does she fall into? Crook?
Oh, shoot, I don't know. She's probably a little bit of both. You're not going to get to where she is without her being pretty sly.
Oh, I'm sure. No, I'm sure she had to be sly. I'm sure she had to be sly.
Yeah.
You know, I think you do. I mean, somebody asked me once how to make it in talk radio, and I said, well, you have to work hard. You have to, you know, you have to have the thick skin of a rhino, and you have to have the teeth of a shark when you need them. You know,
yeah.
It's true though. I mean, I do have a bit of shark in me. I'm not trying to deny it, but I don't know. I think
the cultivation of smarts is our hope.
Is our hope.
If everybody would think like a crook and kind of you spot these things when they start coming down, then we'd be a lot better.
Don't necessarily be like a crook. So you would amend Mother Jones's to pray for the dead and think like a crook while you're fighting for the living.
Oh, did she say that?
No, actually, she said pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I think you don't have to be a crook because that's a drag. But
yeah, no, I don't want to be a crook. Besides, you don't want to go to the joint. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just don't want to. Even if
most of the crooks, my God, they have statues built to them.
Statues and big bonuses.
And big bonuses.
Yeah,
they're in no danger of a hard time.
They're probably not an endangered species either, Morris. All right. Well, thanks for that uplifting note to a great show.
All right.
Now Wyoming is heard from. I'm Aaron Hart, and we're complete. Jay Marvin continued to recover. Thanks to John Turk back at the studio. You are the best, dude. Thank you for wonderful sound and other things. I'm Aaron Hart, and a woman is in the house, and a woman's place is in the Speaker of the House and on the radio. And on that note, drive safely, be safe, and careful. Enjoy.
Colorado Crush owner John Elway's New Year's resolutions.
2007, lucky number 7. A new Colorado Crush Arena football season approaches. The Crush are ready to win more games, get back to the Arena Bowl, and win another league championship. We'll score more touchdowns, make more defensive stops, and do it in the spectacular, amazing style that is uniquely Colorado Crush Arena football. Entertain our great fans, score another trophy for Colorado, and get another ring for the team. Let's get started.
Season tickets are on sale now at 720-258-3400, Ticketmaster.com, or ColoradoCrush.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction. And it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car?